practiced. We bled all week. We hit. We hurt. We got up and went again and again. Now comes game day. Let's hit the field.
Let's go!
Welcome to Spoofhound Football.
Good evening and welcome out to Dave Goodwin Field in Cameron, Missouri. We're getting set for week 5 of the high school football season. The Maryville Spoofhounds taking on the Cameron Dragons in the Midland Empire Conference battle this evening. Alongside Philip Porn, I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn, the third member of our crew, will be joining us shortly. And back in the KXCV KRNW studios, it is Kelly Sharp for us. And 2-2 Maryville taking on 0-4 Cameron. Don't let the records deceive you, Philip. This has the makings to be a pretty good football game. The Spoofhounds coming off a tough one against a very good St. Pius squad last week, a 61-0 loss. Meanwhile, Cameron also dropped a tough one a week ago, 28-26, in a rivalry battle against Chillicothe. And so both of these teams trying to get off the schneid this evening.
Cameron also faced off against Oak Grove, first game of the season, lost that by a point, 18-19. And so two games there that just maybe a flip of the coin different. They win those games, and they're also 2-2. This Cameron team, one of the exciting things about, I think, high school football is getting back to the option. Last night was watching a little bit of Army and Temple there on ESPN, and, boy, that option game is fun to watch when you do it right. And Coach Wes Bell has been instilling this option attack for the last 4 years. Last year, first winning season in 4 years for Cameron. We kind of talked about how we felt like over the course of the season they improved. We played them at home at homecoming a year ago, won that game 21-0, then got them again in the playoffs. But this was an improving team, and if Coach Bell can get things going, they play disciplined, well, rounded football. And one of the things tonight with that option attack, probably not going to see the ball thrown through the air a whole lot. We've had a couple of games where they've had exactly 0 yards passing. So that's Maryville's task, right? Stop the run, and if they do, Cameron's probably going to be in trouble. If history repeats itself, Maryville's owned and dominated this series back to 2010. They have not lost, played them a couple times in the playoffs, and we'll just see how tonight goes, and it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
It is a gorgeous night for high school football here in Cameron. You mentioned it, the rushing attack for Cameron. They want to come out and do it early and often. You don't always see that option attack. We're going to see it here this evening as the Dragons really stick to that. They had 336 yards on the ground a week ago against Chillicothe. Now you flip the script and take a look at Maryville. It's a Spoofhound team that's averaging 206.3 yards per game on the ground as well, 96 through the air. So Maryville has that passing attack going when they need it. Matthew Walters shown to be reliable. Cole Zarbano has been a really good receiver and potentially an all-conference receiver by the time the season wraps up. But at the end of the day, it starts with number 37, number 5, and number 46 in the backfield. McAtee, View, Allen also getting some Brody Shepard, some Cannon Creason in there. It is a very diverse rushing attack that Maryville wants to get going. We have the potential to have a pretty quick game tonight if both of these running attacks get going.
Yeah, and you look at that offensive line for Maryville. They've been the kind of the straw that stirs the drink, I think is a saying, right? They're the keys to the car. And when that offensive line is clicking, they're a lot to deal with. And, you know, I love what Coach Webb said about last week. You take that St. Pius game, you flush it down the drain, you move on, you learn from those defeats. And Maryville's got some areas they can improve on. But now we flip the script. And as I said all week, we'll let St. Pius own the MEC Private School Division Conference, and now we're going to play for the MEC Public School Division Conference title, and that starts tonight with this Cameron team. Still have everything in front of them, does Maryville.
Shots fired by Philip Porn early on. Let's bring in the third member of our crew, Caroline Porn. Caroline, Philip kind of touched on that there. A 61-0 loss a week ago for Maryville against St. Pius. That was a tough one against a very good Class 5 football team playing here in the MEC. What's it like seeing these guys throughout the week? How quickly did they bounce back? Is that game still on the mind at all?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely on the mind of some of those players. It was a hard loss, and I think they all just kind of felt super defeated after that game because it wasn't just, well, we're beating you, so we're going to kind of bring it back a little. It was just full-blown beat down the whole game, and they really did feel that, and the coaching staff felt that too, and so they were pretty discouraged through most of the week. But Coach Webb, he was making stuff happen at a practice this week, and you could hear it in his voice. I mean, he wanted to get the boys back on top and just in better spirits for tonight's game.
It kind of feels like this is one that Cameron could be unfortunate where they're scheduled, because Maryville coming in a little bit angry from last week's game. Maybe a lot of aggression taken out on the Dragons tonight.
For sure, yeah.
Philip, we take a look at what Maryville's done defensively this season. Obviously, you kind of touched on going against the triple option tonight. It's been a weird year when you look at the scoring and seeing this 2-2 Maryville team, and it's got to be the only team in the country like this. Spoofhounds coming in, when they're giving up 61 points in a game, they're 0-2. If they don't give up 61 in a game, they're 2-0. Obviously, that's kind of crazy, starting with a 61-12 loss to Blair Oaks. Last week, a 61-0 loss to St. Pius. But the two games sandwiched in between, a good Pleasant Hill team, they beat 35-0. Then they took on Chillicothe at home, beat them 42-0. It's been just very different when you kind of look at the wins compared to those losses against powerhouses so far.
Yes, sandwiched around two losses is Maryville with those two shutouts. We thought that Pleasant Hill game was probably going to be one of the better games on the schedule, and Maryville just came out and dominated that game, not only offensively but defensively, and I think that's what we expect here tonight. So tonight, the focus on that option attack is, can you contain the edge so your defensive ends have to play really good sound football? But talking with Gus McCullough on Tuesday, I was asking him, I said, you've got to be ready to just go out and hit somebody. And he said, I always am, but my coaches have told me I've got to play even more disciplined football tonight, because I've got a zone that I've got to stay in and make sure that if that quarterback is keeping the ball and going up the middle, that I'm there to attack him. And if they go outside, I've got to be there to support my defensive ends, and I've got to attack him. I love how he explained that. He used the word attack. And so tonight I expect that we'll say a lot of Gus's name, but if we're looking at another shutout, it'll be that defensive front that we're praising their efforts tonight, because if they're living in the backfield, it's going to be a short night for Cameron.
Spoofhounds and Dragons meeting tonight. 7 o'clock is a scheduled kickoff. A lot more to come here in pregame. We'll hear from Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. Philip will bring you the starters, but first we'll take a break and be back with KQ2's Chris Roush as we take a look around the area. That's next right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. We're at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
We're in Cameron tonight. Maryville High School football meeting up with the Cameron Dragons. Joined now by KQ2 News Director Chris Roush. Chris, taking a look around the area. But first, good one here tonight in the MEC. We see Maryville coming in looking for a bounce back after a tough loss on the road against St. Pius. Meanwhile, Cameron,
0-4. They had a two-point loss against rival Chillicothe on the road last week. It feels like this team is actually better than what that record indicates. Two of those losses by a combined 3 points, and then, of course, one of those games against a really, really good St. Pius squad. How do you kind of handicap this one as we head into week five?
Well, yeah, Matt, you look at this one. First off, you took the words right away from me there. Cameron, you know, two losses within 3 points. I mean, that's a tough two games to take right there. Oak Grove there in week one, lost 19-18, obviously, like you said, Chillicothe last week. The other two losses, the Pius and a 4-0 Warrensburg squad. So, I mean, those two teams, 7-1 combined. But, yeah, I think this Cameron team could easily be 2-2 going into this week. But this week, to me, it's about what Maryville comes back and does. I mean, we saw that in week two after the week one loss to Blair Oaks. They came back, made a statement there in week number two. Now St. Pius, now they're a Class 5 squad. What they did to Maryville last week, now Maryville has a chance to come back and do put up some points against Cameron. Again, I mean, you guys have talked about this before, that Maryville's two wins, they haven't allowed the opponent to score, Pleasant Hill or Chillicothe. So when they're playing good football, they are beating teams, not just, you know, outlasting teams. They are beating teams, and they're able to put up points. So for me tonight, it's what does Maryville do here in a kind of the revenge game, get things back on track here in the next couple conference games, because then they have another non-conference game, like you know, here in a couple of weeks. But they have four of the last five games are all conference games. So Maryville still with a good chance to finish toward the top of the NBC. I mean, right now it would be second place unless Pius gets upset by somebody along the way here. They still have to play Savannah down the road as well. But right now, Maryville kind of controls their own destiny where they finish in the NBC. And then district-wise, too, as we get closer to that a lot of these MEC teams are in the same district as well. So you have a lot at stake here when you start looking deeper into not just wins and losses, but district standings and everything like that, too.
Now, Chris, you cover the Midland Empire Conference as a whole, so interested on your take on this, too. It was announced on Wednesday that St. Pius will not be a football member of the MEC beyond 2024. And St. Pius AD Vince Armelio in an email said that they'd like to stay in other sports, but ultimately it's up to the conference. What is your takeaway of the shakeup here for the Midland Empire Conference football-wise? Obviously, LeBlanc dropped down to 8-man, and so they're still in other sports. Then St. Pius, they jump from Class 3. They're Class 5 this year. Due to circumstances that allow them to bring in certain players, they're beating teams handily, outscoring MEC opponents 120-8 through the first 2 weeks of conference play. What's your take on what we're seeing right now?
Well, I feel like we're almost watching the college football realignment, right? I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, it's obviously we've seen some teams move around the last several years in the MEC. I mean, Smithville left the MEC back, gosh, was that 17, 18, somewhere in there, and Pius came in. And, you know, Pius for the first couple of years was building. And like you said, now they're Class 5. They're one of the best teams in the area. And to be honest, they should be in a different conference. I mean, they're down there in Kansas City. And like you said, circumstances allow them to kind of have a chance to bring in different players to different students to the school. And in the Kansas City area, there's more kids. There's more, you know, athletes down there as well. So when they go up here and it's a smaller rural communities as well, it's a different type of, you know, level at points too. I mean, there's no, you know, a way around that as well. Maryville, really good football program for the last several years. Savannah's been consistent. Lafayette a few years ago was really, really good there. Chillicothe's been up. But at the same time, when you're able to kind of pull in like that, that changes things. So I think it's good for the MEC. Now, how is it going to play out for Pius in the long run? I don't know. That's going to be the big hot topic down there for Kansas City to deal with now. But for the MEC, I think that's good. It's now a six-team football conference, which, that could be good. That could be bad. I'm not for sure where the conference wants to go with that at this point because you have to fill another week. I've already seen, you know, Coach Webb and other ones saying, hey, we've got open weeks now next year. And I don't remember if this was in the middle of the two-year cycle or not. But either way, that messes up scheduling as well because there's already, three non-conference games in the MEC. Now you could have four non-conference games a year. that's you know, and that could be good, that could be bad. It depends. Maybe go get a district opponent that's not in the MEC that's going to be, you know, at your level. But again, I think it's good for the MEC because Pius, like you said, they're a Class 5 school now because of the multiplier and because of the winning multiplier that there is now with MSHA for teams for private schools as well. So I think it's good for the MEC. It's just, are they going to keep Pius in the other sports? So far, I don't think it's been as daunting having Pius in the conference and other sports as much. But football, you could tell that's where St. Pius was, a lot of focus was on, was in football. And they've been playing really good and being a standard for the region the last couple of years.
St. Pius hosting Chillicothe here this evening. So we'll last season that we'll see them in the MEC. Elsewhere in the league, we've got Savannah at Benton tonight, and then a non-conference matchup, Lafayette and Summit Christian Academy. A couple eight-man games last night already. Platte Valley picked up a win this week. And then in your neck of the woods, we've got a pretty big-time battle at LeBlanc.
Yeah, LeBlanc hosting Archie. Archie, one of the top teams in eight-man football. Bishop LeBlanc back up there as one of the top teams as well. You know, you look at where the eight-man standings are, the rankings of everything going through into week number five, and LeBlanc and Archie, those are the teams to beat. That's what a lot of the media is believing right now. I don't have a vote in that, so no one can yell at me. So just, you know, whoever, you know, is listening, take that for what you will. I don't have a say. So, but yeah, LeBlanc looked really good the first couple of weeks. I mean, they have some athletes. They're able to throw the football around. Archie's fast. They also like to spread the football out as well. But, you know, two very good football teams, and who knows, this could be a preview for down the road in the postseason as well.
Should be a fun one to watch. LeBlanc and Archie in St. Joseph tonight. And then in 11-man football here on KXCV, KRNW, it is Maryville on the road against Cameron. Chris, always great to talk with you. Thanks for your time.
Have a great call tonight.
That is KQ2's Chris Roush with us. We'll take a break and be back with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information, an office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Maryville on the road tonight. Dave Goodwin Field in Cameron, Missouri. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb. Coach, a chance to bounce back after a tough one last week, and this is a pretty fired up Maryville squad tonight.
Yeah, we're excited to play again. You know, it's you want to get that bad taste out of your mouth from last week and play a lot better and kind of, you know, rebound. So that's kind of what our goal's been all week, is focus on us and work on Cameron and the, you know, the schemes that they bring to the table, and go out and play well tonight.
No easy task seeing this option offense. We talked about it a little bit this morning, but what goes into seeing a team like this as opposed to more traditional run pass?
Well, you got to be extremely disciplined every snap. You know, you got to be able to cover the dive, quarterback, and pitch. And, you know, one of the things that's always interesting in these types of matchups is you can never simulate the speed in which they do this with scout teams throughout the week. So it's going to take us hopefully not very long on defense to catch up to the speed of the game. And, you know, it's going to hit you fast. So that first drive is going to be important defensively to kind of, you know, make sure that we catch up with the speed in which they do things. I watch college football or watch sports. I about threw up last night watching Army rush for 400 and something yards with the same style of scheme against Temple. So hopefully our defensive game plan is a little better.
Well, obviously, an offense like that's tough to defend at times, but then also they've got a running back that's been around the MEC for a while in Hudson Loader, and that's a guy that runs the ball hard, and you got to wrap up and really work to bring him down.
He does, you know, and that's I'm sure if you talk to Coach Bell, he'll tell you that's an example of the type of players he wants to build here, and he's done a really good job in year three setting these schemes, but he's an example. He'd fit in anywhere in the conference, and certainly a hard-nosed kid and really represents their town and, you know, their football team well.
Offensive attack tonight for Maryville. No Lucas Viratola in the starting lineup, but still some big guys up front. And I guess run first, pass second still?
Yeah, it's going to be important for us to take advantage of the possessions, you know, tonight. I know we visited with a little bit about it, but, you know, we played these guys twice last year. And time of possession is something that Coach Bell does an outstanding job of managing. So when you're going to limit the amount of possessions we have offensively, we got to take advantage of them. And across the scheme, whether we run or whether we throw, we need to execute. And either whether that's a big play and score touchdowns, get points, or whether that's get first downs and move the chains, we need to execute and operate our style of football.
Coach Webb, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb. We'll take a break. Back with the starters on KXCV, KLRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics and Maryville High School. Warn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoofhound football.
Welcome back out to Cameron, Missouri for tonight's high school football game. The Maryville Spoofhounds meeting the Cameron Dragons with Philip Porin and Caroline Porin. I'm Matt Tritton. Philip, take us through tonight's starters for the Spoofhounds.
All right. Maryville Spoofhounds, here's your starters. Let's start with those skill positions. At wide receiver, senior Cole Zarbano. Talked about him a little bit in pregame, the kind of season he's having and the potential to be an all-conference type receiver. Your running backs, a stable, Gavin McAtee, Brody Shepherd, and Cannon Creason. Your starting quarterback is senior Matthew Walter. Your tight end is senior Major Scarborough. Your offensive line, a mix of sophomores, juniors, and one senior, Mace McKim and Cade Watkins getting the start tonight. Your sophomores, your junior, Phoenix Phillips, Cannon Scarborough, and then your senior, back at it, Brandon Wilmus. On the defensive side of the ball, You've got Xander Brown, Phoenix Phillips, Mace McKim, and Major Scarborough playing that defensive line. Gus McCullough, Sadler View, and Weston Talley, a guy that's really come on the last couple of weeks, been very impressed by Weston Talley's play. That's your linebacking group. They'll be very active tonight. And your defensive back, Jonah Long, Cole Zarbano, Brody Shepherd, and Brett Long. If all goes well, we won't say their names a lot tonight because that means those guys up front have done a good job of stuffing the run. Your captains tonight, Noah Bellamy, Gavin Stone, and Darren Dwight. And there are your Spoofhound starting lineups.
Thank you, Philip. Let's go ahead and send it down to Caroline Porn. Let's get some field conditions as what's turning into be a pretty pleasant night overall.
Yeah, so it's 70 degrees out here, not a whole lot of wind. Last week, it was hot. It was pretty humid, not as humid as the week before that, but it honestly feels pretty good. It's pretty cool out. Back to you, Matt.
Finally getting in some fall-like temperatures here as we are officially into fall, September 27th, as we've got Maryville High School football for you this evening. Tomorrow, we'll have Northwest Missouri State football, the Bearcats taking on Emporia State, a 1:30 kickoff. It's family weekend in Maryville. We've got Bearcat volleyball tonight, Northwest football and Bearcat volleyball tomorrow, and then Northwest Missouri State soccer rounding out the weekend coming up on Sunday. So a whole lot of Bearcat athletics and Spoofhound athletics coming up for you this weekend. We'll step aside and get you set for the opening kickoff, Maryville and Cameron. This is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millendinsdaleseed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And from Connections Bank, whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. Support for today's game also comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Trenton and Philip Porin.
Back out at Dave Goodwin Field, the coin toss right now at midfield. Captains today for Maryville, as Philip mentioned, Darren Dwight, Gavin Stone, and Noah Bellamy. And the captains for the Cameron Dragons this evening, River Meadows, Reed Smith, Gage Jones, Hudson Loader, and Chase Bell. Caroline mentioned it earlier, we've got a perfect night for football, cooling off. 70 degrees about right now, but that sun is setting. It's going to cool off to about the mid-50s by the time we are all said and done here this evening. And support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Matt, do you think there's any cooler name in the conference than River Meadows?
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good name. They also have on their roster a sophomore. His name is Carter Flick. So you think about maybe designing a package for him and calling it the Flea Flicker, possibly?
I mean, if you're designing packages just based on names, for sure.
That's a great name.
That was like whenever you played high school basketball, and they're like, all right, we're going to be pouring it in tonight.
Well, from three-point land.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't even go past that. I pretty much shot from half court, so that's just kind of how I played my game.
You were like a young Steph Curry.
Well, I was an old Steph Curry.
Yeah, very old.
Yeah.
We haven't even started the game, and we're already
pumped up.
Off the rails. Cameron wins the opening toss. They defer. Maryville will receive the opening kickoff, so we will see Matthew Walter and company take the field. And you know, it's been a while since they've scored points. They were shut out last week in Kansas City against St. Pius, a ranked team in Class 5 football. So Maryville coming out on a mission this evening, as we heard from Coach Webb, we heard from Gavin McAtee on our morning spoof and interview. Philip, every possession, there's a premium on every possession. This is a Cameron football team that wants to eat up clock. Spoof fans have to come out and execute and score on every possession as we go throughout.
We don't have the stats on ball control offense, but when we played Cameron, particularly last year at homecoming, they, I think, owned time of possession. We had those big plays from Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis, and those were early in the ball game, and then we kind of limped to the finish line. That's a game where Derek got hurt, didn't see him in the second half too much. Still got that 21-0 win, but you got a glimpse then or a feel then that this Cameron team was on the improving end of things. Again, last year, their first winning season in 4 years. Right now, they're just a couple points away from being a 2-2 record like the Spoof Hounds.
Zayden, with the kick that goes out to about the 28-yard line, fielded there by Weston Tally. Excuse me, Zayden Smith on the kickoff for Cameron. Good field position to start things off. Kind of a pooch kick. Tally takes it across the 30 to the 37-yard line. And so Maryville, some good field position to start things off.
And Tally, who's had a really good game on that defensive side the last two or three games, had an interception, had some big plays defensively from that linebacking position. He's working his way into the game more and more on offense and special teams.
Shotgun for Matthew Walter to start things off. Two receivers left, one to the right. He fakes like he's going to pass. A little quarterback draw to start things off. He gets tripped up by Chase Bell as he gets across the 40 down to the 42-yard line. A pickup of 5 on first down for the Hounds.
And one of the things about that rush right there, you could see Mace McKim and Phoenix Phillips, another one of those really good MEC all-conference name list, Phoenix Phillips. You could see that they were working together to blow that end out, open that lane up for Matthew Walter, who had some big rushes last week against St. Pius.
Second snap of the game, they hand to Cannon Creese, and he is bottled up in the backfield. Took that handoff at about the 38-yard line. He gets driven backward. It'll be a loss of 4 and a third down and 9 on the way for Maryville.
So 5 yards forward, 4 yards back, big third down for Maryville. This is kind of that area of the field where you either go, I'm going to try to set myself up to go for it on fourth down, or watch for Matthew Walter, Cole Zarbano connection.
Talked about how this Cameron football team plays offense, controlling the clock and using it up. Well, they have a chance to get their offense on the field ASAP and force a three and out. Three down linemen for the Dragons. Out of the shotgun is Walter, jumping into the neutral zone before the snap even comes back. This is going to be an offsides coming up on Cameron.
Get that 5 yards back and put ourselves more in a favorable down and distance for this offense that likes to pound the rock. And Maryville will likely huddle back up, talk through this one. Do we want to keep that last play on the radar, or do we want to just try to rush it down their throat here?
And that was Brody Schneider jumping across the line of scrimmage. So Maryville gets 5 yards on the penalty. And now they're facing a third down and 4. So out of the shotgun once again, Gavin McAtee to the left of Walter. Back to pass, looks left, fires this one on the sideline. And it is not able to be brought in. That pass intended for Brett Long across midfield. Couldn't handle it. The ball falls incomplete. And we will see Maryville come out to punt.
So had Matthew had a time to scan the field, I think he probably brushed that just a little bit. But Zarbano on our side, on the Cameron side of the field, boy, he was wide open.
So we'll see Sadler View punt this one away. Back deep is River Meadows for Cameron. Waist-high snap handled by View. A big booming kick here out of Sadler View. Bounces at the 25-yard line. Angles toward the Maryville sideline and then bounces a couple feet in the direction of a Cameron bounce. It is Luke Allen diving on top of it, and we will see the Dragons start off at their own 27-yard line.
And I think this is where Maryville really does have a strength here tonight. This defensive alignment for Maryville, I think, will be very effective against the option attack of Cameron. But you've got to be careful watching Cameron a little bit on tape. A lot of different guys take that wildcat formation, meaning that they step in from either the wide receiver position, the tight end position. They'll take the snap directly, and you'll see them rush either around the edge or try to get up the middle. So you've got to be careful with that.
Chase Bell goes under center, puts a man in motion, hands off up the middle. Hudson Loader. Loader gets hit, keeps on plugging forward. He'll get out near the 34-yard line before he's brought down. Picks up five on first down, and that's a young man. We've said his name a lot over the last few years.
Yeah, it seems like we have mentioned him throughout the course of his career here at Cameron since we've been doing this thing, and he is a lot to bring down. Had some big games last week, over 100 yards rushing. He's kind of been their offense, if you will, over the last 3 or 4 years.
Putting River Meadows in motion. They'll give up the middle to Loader once again. He gets out across the 40-yard line, and that is going to be plenty for a first down.
And just as you kind of called it, beginning of the broadcast, ball control. Pick up that first down. You get ball control. You move the sticks. And all of that is in the favor of these Dragons.
A 6-yard pickup that will move the sticks. As they look over the sideline, then look down at their wristbands, Bell back under center, puts Meadows in motion. Once again, this time it's a keeper for Bell. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, keeps the feet fighting forward, wrapped up by Sadler View. He'll pick up 3 on first down.
Yeah, take that hit right at the line of scrimmage and still able to pick up 3 yards. That's the fight that Coach Wes Bell has brought to this Cameron Dragons football team.
Bring up second down and 6 for the Dragons.
Second down coming up for Cameron. If you're just joining us, Maryville started the football game with the ball. Not able to pick up a first down, forced a punt, and now we've already seen one first down for the Dragons, a team that primarily keeps the football on the ground. A week ago, threw just 4 passes against Chillicothe in a 2-point loss. Here, Bell hands off up the middle. It goes to Loader. He's wrapped up around the waist by Gus McCullough. Out to the 46-yard line, a pickup of 2 that time, and a 3rd down on the way for the Dragons.
And you think Gus McCullough is going to be very active here tonight, but like he mentioned this week, he can't play outside of himself. He's got to play good, disciplined football. And what Cameron, when they find success, it's when you cheat to either the middle or the outside, then they take advantage of it in the other way. So you've got to make sure that you're containing from the outside. That's your cornerbacks and your defensive ends, but your middle linebackers got to play a smart game.
They fake the give. Bell keeps this one himself, lowers his shoulder, spins off a tackle, lunges near the 50-yard line. He is going to be right near the line to gain, and they're going to move the sticks forward, a pickup of 5 on 3rd and 5.
And this has to be exactly what Cameron ordered up. This is how they want that first drive to go. 1, Maryville takes the kickoff. They stuff Maryville. Maryville's forced the punt, and now they're just owning the clock, and they're moving the sticks.
And you don't want to get too ahead of yourself because it's the first drive of the game for Cameron. Maryville plays a lot of guys both ways, offense and defense. If you're wearing down the defense, you're wearing down that offense too.
Sure thing. We've seen that a couple of times this year, especially with that Blair Oaks game.
On the option this time, Bell keeps it around the right side, tries to cut up the field. He gets cut down as he crosses the line of scrimmage. A couple spoof hounds jumping in to make that hit. Weston Talley being 1, and a pickup of just 1 for Bell on first down.
Yeah, that time Weston Talley really brought it. He laid the lumber to the quarterback on that possession, and I think that's the kind of game that you're going to see out of these linebackers. Again, I prefer to be calling out the defensive line, making sure that they're the ones that are containing and getting that penetration to the backfield. But right now, those linebackers are very active and doing a good job.
2nd and 9, Bell under center, puts Meadows in motion, left to right. The handoff goes up the middle. Handoff is fumbled, diving on top. There's a couple white jerseys and a black jersey. It's Loader picking that one up. And you don't often see the fumble on the handoff to running exchange between quarterback and running back. Bell hasn't been playing quarterback the entire season, so that might be something to watch as we go throughout the day.
Yeah, he's listed as a tight end, but he's been moved into that running back position, the quarterback position over the course of the season. And last week we talked about that loss to Chillicothe, a close 28-26 ball game. Could have been the difference. 1 interception thrown and 3 fumbles lost. So, you know, you see it right there. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot against a team like the Maryville Spoofhounds.
3rd and 9 from near midfield. Bell gives up the middle to Loader. He fights forward, and he'll get near the 44-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 and a 4th down and 4 coming up for Cameron.
kind of feels like a big fourth down, probably more so for Cameron than Maryville, but you feel like Cameron's got some momentum here going forward, and if you're not going to play the field position because you think you can pick this up, and they do, that's going to give them a lot of confidence.
Bell back under center, the hard count. Maryville doesn't jump. Now he will glance over at the near sideline and take a look at head coach Wes Bell. Gets the call, looks at his wristband, now goes back under center. Has one wide receiver out wide to the right. They fake a man in motion, now rolling to the right. It is Bell, throws on the sideline, the ball falls incomplete. No flags as Bell thinks there should be pass interference. Maryville's going to get it back on the turnover on downs.
Yeah, he's looking for a flag. There are about four or five spoof downs on that defense against two Cameron Dragons. One Cameron Dragon is down. I can't see that number right there, so he's getting a little bit of attention. I think he took a bit of a shot on that incomplete pass. But, again, Cameron not known as a passing team. I think they were trying to sneak one in there.
Looks like that is. Well, I don't want to speculate. It's so far away. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break as they tend to the injured Cameron Dragon on the far sideline. Maryville and Cameron scoreless. Both teams one possession. Neither offense able to find the end zone just yet. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Injured Cameron Dragon being helped off the field. It is River Meadows. He's got head coach Wes Bell on one side. On the other side, the trainer. And a little bit of momentum there with that left foot on the ground trying to push off, but the right foot not touching the ground at all. So hopefully nothing serious here for River as he's brought over to the near sideline.
Does it not look like Coach Wes Bell could carry a freight train? Like, did that guy, did he play some football?
I believe he was a defensive lineman at Emporia State. He's coached at Missouri Western, defensive coordinator. He's also coached at Central Missouri. High school coach, I believe, in El Dorado, Kansas, and now here at Cameron. Well-versed, well-traveled.
Don't want to bring up the stat, but is he the one that's never beat a Maryville team?
And off goes to Kevin McAtee, fighting forward. McAtee out near the 49-yard line. Pick up
right?
A five on first down.
I think we had that stat one time.
Coach Bell's always treated us well.
He's
we
great.
Appreciate what he does, but you're right. I don't think he's ever beaten a Maryville team of any kind. First carry of the day for Gavin McAtee. Picks up about 5 yards. Second and five coming up as Matthew Walter under center. Turns. The give goes to Sadler View. Cuts up the field. Now has to bounce it out left side. And a whole host of black jerseys coming in. That is going to be a loss of one for View.
Yeah, that's good play that time by Cameron. They're playing that run game very well. They're not necessarily stacking the box, but they've got a pretty good feel for what's about to happen. And even on that little bit of a counter play with Sadler View, able to make that a negative play for Maryville. Again, Maryville's playing behind the sticks a little bit. They're looking at a lot of these third and longs, and they haven't moved the chains. So as we talked about, possession has been in favor of Cameron. So hoping to get a pickup of first down here.
About third and seven coming. They'll give this one up the middle to McAtee. Picks his way forward now. A full head of steam gets across the 45, and he is going to pick up that first down and then some. About a gain of eight as we've got a late flag coming in after the play.
So you get the first down, and then you've got a couple of players kind of interacting down here about 10 yards off the play. Ref throws the flag. I got a feeling this is going to go against Maryville.
It was Cole Zarbano and Carter Flick out there battling on the far side of the field, the cornerback and receiver. And this is going to be offsetting penalties. But it was after the play, so they will go ahead and give Maryville the first down after a pickup of eight.
We'll take it. That kind of felt like we needed that one. And hopefully that's the start of something here for this offense that really didn't get it going in that first possession. So hopefully possession two nets us some points.
Ball on the Cameron 44-yard line. Walter under center gives this one to McAtee. Runs into one of his own blockers, bounces off, fights for it, and gets near the 40-yard line where they're going to spot this one. He'll pick up four on first down.
Gavin McAtee coming off of a couple of 100-yard rushing games. Last week again, we're just flushing that one down the drain. He wants to get back on that side of 100-yard rushing games. I think one of his comments maybe this morning when he was in the radio booth talking with you, he really wants a 1,000-yard season, and he'll work hard to get that.
Sadler View in motion left to right. They'll give to View. He bounces off one of his blockers, cuts back left, up the middle now, up to the left hash, and he's finally cut down by Flick as he gets near the 29-yard line. Give him 11, and that's another first down.
So Sadler View first carry, stuffed at the line of scrimmage. In fact, lose a yard that time. That vision really worked well. Some big holes for him to run through. 11-yard gain, move the sticks, flip the script, keep time of possession on your side, keep marching down the field, and let's get a score.
From the Dragon 29-yard line, Zarbano split out wide to the right side. Walter back to pass, looks, the quick slant goes to Zarbano through his hands. The pass just a little high. Flick coming up, ready to make that hit. The ball is incomplete, and a second and 10 on the way.
Yeah, I think that time might have just taken his eyes off the ball. Felt like it was in his hands, and he started looking downfield and didn't complete the catch. Now we've got a penalty on Cameron. They're giving a sideline warning. Cameron fired up for this game, a lot of emotion. Again, since 2010, 18-game winning streak for Maryville. You know Cameron's digging deep to try to get something to go their way here tonight.
Second and 10, I formation in the backfield, and flags fall. They blow this one dead. It looks like Cameron might have jumped into the neutral zone before that snap. Let's go ahead and send it down to our sideline reporter, Caroline Porin.
Tonight here in Cameron, Missouri, the student section has traveled very well. However, I don't see anybody. But that's because the theme tonight is camo. Anyway, we have a very nice student section tonight that has traveled along with a great group of other Spoofhound fans. Back to you guys.
Spoofhound's always traveling well with that fandom. Handoff goes to Sadler View, bounces outside, breaks through a couple arm tackles, still on his feet, down inside the 10-yard line. Tough running that time for View. He will pick up 15 yards, and Maryville gets a first and goal.
Nifty running that time from Sadler View. A couple guys had a shot at his ankles, but he kind of jumped out of those tackles, able to be shifty and get Maryville inside that red zone even better, inside the 10-yard line.
3:40 left to play in the first quarter, still scoreless. Second drive of the ball game for Maryville. I formation. The deep back is View. They'll give to View once again. Goes left, now breaks it back up the middle, lowers his shoulder, bowls over a Dragon defender, and he'll get inside the five, near the four. Go ahead and give him 5 yards on first and goal.
It just seems like Sadler View, who has missed a couple of games nursing an injury, he just seems really fresh tonight, taking advantage of those carries. So that's his fourth carry, up to 30 yards, and he is, I think he can smell the end zone.
Second and goal coming up for Maryville. Under center goes Walter. Walter turns, goes to give to View. Flags fall once again. We'll see if this one's on the Hounds. Another pre-snap penalty. Another offside, this one on Cameron. So this second and goal from the four will turn into a second and goal from the two.
Boy, that's got to just drive you absolutely bonkers if you are playing the football Cameron's playing and you're just shooting yourself in the foot with those two penalties. Both of those defensive offsides lining up in the neutral zone, giving Maryville free yardage.
So 3 minutes to play. Second and goal from the two. They give to View. View cuts up the middle, lowers his shoulder, bowls into the end zone. Touchdown, Hounds. Maryville jumps on top, 6-0.
That drive was all about Sadler View, and that drive ended how it should have, with Sadler View carrying the rock. He did 2 yards, got it across the goal line, puts Maryville up on top. Again, that drive was a combination of Sadler View and an offensive line doing their job, but also Cameron, a couple of penalties that helped Maryville move the ball downfield.
Noah Bellamy, PAT, splits the upright, 7-0 Hounds, 2:55 to play in the first quarter. We'll step aside, back with more here on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
7-0 after Maryville gets the touchdown from Sadler View. We saw a couple good runs from Gavin McAtee. You talked about it, though. View able to really get the big runs and into the end zone, and kind of Maryville giving Cameron a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, Cameron aiding Maryville a little bit with a couple of untimely penalties, a couple of mental errors that West Bell will get the team gathered together. They'll get that fixed. But how about Noah Bellamy? 12 of 14 and so far this and young guys having a great season so far.
It will be Sadler View to kick this one away for the Hounds. Up 7-0 after the first scoring drive of the football game. On the return for Cameron, up across the 25-yard line, out near the numbers. A pretty decent return that time for the Dragons. It looks like that was Talon Eddins on the return.
Talon Eddins had a nice game against Chillicothe last week. Couple big runs, 21-yard run, a 41-yard run. Give him the ball. He can be a little bit electric. And one thing we're noticing over here on the Cameron sideline is number one, River Meadows. It looks like he's getting quite a bit of attention, and hopefully he can get back in the ball game, but his night might be done.
He's in a lot of pain there, laying back. Looks like they're icing that right ankle. So tough to see that. You mentioned it when we went to a break. That's a kid talked about a lot. Played well for Cameron these last couple of years.
Yeah, a real shifty player. Kind of one of those heart and soul guys for West Bell and this Cameron Dragons team that's in rebuild mode. But hate to see that and hope that he's okay.
On first and 10, Bell's going to keep this one himself, trying to get outside left. He gets hit, driven back. Brett Long right there. And Gus McCullough coming in, trying to finish things off. A big loss on the play. And now a flag comes in, Long with a little extra at the end of it. Bell went to the ground. A flag falls, and this could be 15 for unsportsmanlike on the Hounds.
And right before that flag flew, all you could say is, well done, perfectly done that time, because Long was able to string that out, not allow Bell to get outside where he's been successful in previous weeks. He really did a good job of stringing him out and getting Gus McCullough a chance to get to the ball. But the refs are giving him a little bit of an earful right now, and the coaches will chat him up on the sideline. Just got to stop at the whistle, and he wasn't able to do that.
Now forward progress, meaning it was a loss of yards, had them back at the 25. That would have been a loss of three. They'll scoot the ball to the 40-yard line after the 15-yard penalty. So Bell loses three, but Cameron picks up a net of 12 as Bell set to go under center. Now Maryville wants a timeout as Coach Webb not pleased on that far sideline. 2:36 left to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Hounds. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Well, coming out of the timeout, a first and 10 on the way for Cameron. Again, they lost 3 yards on the first drive, first play of the drive, but a flag for unsportsmanlike. That gives a free first down there to Cameron, and they've got the ball now at their own 40.
And, Matt, aside from the football game, how about that sunset? Not often do we go to a football stadium and we're looking to the west, but that sunset behind the trees, absolutely stunning tonight.
A great view here at Dave Goodwin Field. Maryville trying to pick up another W on this field. Handoff goes up the middle to Loder, and he is wrapped up and brought down. You mentioned that defensive line needing to play a big role. They're getting in there on that one. Gus McCullough also getting up from the bottom of the pile, just a gain of one.
Yeah, I think that defensive line over on the sideline probably got a little bit of coaching. You know, Coach Webb's going to coach them up to do some things differently, to kind of slide and pinch and maybe do some stunting, but really do a great job of beating your man at the line of scrimmage. And right now, Maryville is doing just that.
Second and 9 under center once again is Bell. He's going to keep this one himself, trying to fit between that guard and tackle. Barrels forward. He'll get to the 46-yard line and pick up about 5. And we'll see a third down and manageable on the way for the Dragons.
And Gus McCullough, once again, one of the leaders of the pack in getting to the quarterback on that particular rush. Those linebackers have got to be active. They're doing a little bit more playing toward the line of scrimmage. They're playing off that defensive end shoulder a little bit closer than they normally would, but that's because of this rushing attack of Cameron.
Bell keeping this one himself, looking for a hole, cuts it upfield. He's going to get near midfield before he is finally cut down. Jonah Long comes up to make the tackle. They'll pick up three in a fourth and a long one on the way for the Dragons.
Yeah, decision time once again for Coach Bell. His offensive line's been playing well to pick up a couple of yards. Odds are probably in their favor, but if they don't pick this up, the ball's right at midfield, and Maryville will get that back. They controlled the clock there after their second possession. Only about a minute left in the quarter.
Said it earlier, the quarterback's a tight end. Why not just lower that shoulder and try to sneak it?
Absolutely, the belldozer.
Under center, the ball is snapped on the quarterback center exchange. He picks it up, dives forward, and this looks like it will be enough for a first down. What a heady play by the quarterback.
Just like you said, just go ahead and run straight ahead, big fella. And again, Bell listed as a tight end playing that quarterback position. You might remember Blake Bell, but you're not a Chiefs fan. Oklahoma tight end, played quarterback for Oklahoma. It was kind of their belldozer package. And we've got a new belldozer here for Cameron.
Man, it just you don't see often that the ball bounces your way on the quarterback center exchange fumble. He picks it up, dives forward, picks up one and a half, and the first down. This time he'll give up the middle to Loader. Loader starts right, cuts back left, up the middle to that left hash. He'll get maybe one, not a lot doing that time for the Dragons on what is likely the final play of this first quarter.
Yeah, again, good offensive possessions for Cameron. They've got to play within themselves, and Coach Bell is going to make sure that he puts his team in the right position to get that ball matriculating down the field, if you will. Again, not going to see a lot of pop passes or passes in general, but that offensive line, these running backs, they're a lot to bring down.
First quarter comes to a close. Maryville in front, 7-0. Dragons have the ball at the Spoof Hound 48, facing a 2nd and 8. We'll step aside, back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Second quarter just about to get underway. Let's sit it down to Caroline Porin on the sideline.
Well, next week at Maryville High School, it is homecoming, which is very exciting. We have quite the itinerary plan, and I can tell you more about that at halftime.
Caroline Porin with us, as she mentioned, homecoming coming up for Maryville right now on the road, taking on Cameron on the first play of the second quarter. Sadler View gets the tackle for a loss. Bell goes down. A few white jerseys dive in a little late. A flag falls, and this will be the second 15-yard penalty on the Hounds of the half.
And all Coach Webb can do is stand on the sideline like, come on, really? Bell is a tough guy to bring down. He's proven that so far here tonight. Again, you've got your tight end playing quarterback, a big, big quarterback, and it's going to take a couple guys sometimes to bring him down. Great play that time, Sather View. Sneaking in there in the backfield. Had a tackle for loss lined up. Here comes Gus McCullough. He doesn't like to put the brakes on. I don't blame him for that. Referee's quick to pull the laundry out, call yet another penalty on Maryville. Right now, Cameron getting those first downs via penalties by the Spoof Hounds.
We'll put that down. It's a loss of one plus the 15-yard penalty, so a net of 14 yards. And Cameron, just like that, has the ball at the Spoof Hound 35. Trying to even this game up. Hounds in front, 7-0. Loader up the middle, full head of steam, pushing forward. He's going to get a good gain on first down. Looks like 7 or 8. We'll see where it's officially spotted. But a second and relatively short coming up for the Dragons.
And if you're listening at home when we talk about this improved Cameron Dragon team, one thing that you can't see is on almost every play, there are one or two Cameron Dragons trying to get a block downfield, and they are putting 100% effort into that. This is a team that has no quit in them.
Under center, it is Bell. Hands this one off to Loader, driven back, but flags fall. Some movement before the snap.
That time Cameron's left side got a jump on the snap, so that'll back them up 5 yards.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about is how penalties will kill an offense like that that has to stay on schedule. Can't get behind the sticks. Now, this backs them up into a second down and long. All of a sudden, Maryville stops them for no gain on second down. They're just not built to face third and longs.
Right, and we talk about even with Maryville's offense, if they're going to be run heavy, you don't want to put yourself in a position for third and long. Maryville's had a couple of sneaky plays where they've been able to get themselves out of it through the air, and a couple of rushing plays as well, but you don't want to be that way, and here comes another penalty.
Hand off to Loader up the middle, spinning, fighting forward, gets across the 30, but as Phillip mentioned, laundry on the field. This came out right as the ball was snapped. Looks like right now they're at the 29-yard line. It'd be a pickup of 4 if the play stands. But Cameron's moving backward. Illegal shift on the Dragons. Now they are officially behind the sticks facing this second down.
And now you can see the coaches for Cameron. They're kind of yelling into their headsets, what is going on? This is not how we coached them up this week. So they're going to have to settle in to this second quarter, and they're going to have to play their near-perfect football in order to take it to Maryville.
Maryville gave them a free 15 yards, then an 8-yard run, and just like that, 2 5-yard penalties. It's a second down and 13 on the way. Handoff goes up the middle, fighting forward, maybe about 5 yards that time. Looks like that was Gage Jones coming up with that carry, his first of the day. He'll pick up 5 and make this a 3rd and 8.
Gage Jones did not enter the transfer portal, but he originally is from Chillicothe, came over here a couple of years ago. And he's got some highlights to his name so far this senior season for him, whether it's against Warrensburg or Chillicothe. He's played a big role in this offense, likes to come off that slot role, and you'll see him kind of get some carries and a couple passes.
Bell keeps it himself, going off left tackle on the left side. He gets hit by McCullough, falls forward. He'll pick up, looks like maybe 2, but a 4th down on the way for the Dragons.
One of those places on the field where unless you've got a kicker from St. Pius,
they find the best somehow.
Probably going to go ahead and go for this. Last week, like 37? Did he hit a 37-yard field goal?
I think so, yeah. Hit a 43-yarder on this field 2 weeks before. 4th down and 7. Under center, it is Bell, and some movement before the snap. Flags fall. It looks like this will be on Cameron.
That time, Gage Jones was coming off his slot in motion around. That's a play where they like to pitch it out to him and see if he can beat the defense to the edge. They've scored a couple of times this year on that play. That looks like what they were trying to set up before they jumped off sides.
Now we get the signal from the officials, and it is a false start. This will be the 3rd 5-yard penalty on the Dragons within the last 3 plays.
Not a way that you sustain drives, and as we kind of talked about, Coach Bell's seen enough. He's going to call timeout and regroup the troops.
So far, 6 penalties for 27 yards on Cameron. They're facing a 4th down and 12. Timeout on the field. We will step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Austin.
Well, fourth and about 12 coming up for Cameron after that five-yard penalty backs them up. They've got the ball right now on the Maryville 36. And again, just moments ago, Philip, they had a second down and two from about the 29-yard line, but they just can't seem to get out of their own way.
Yeah, that timeout seemed like a last-ditch effort to try to preserve this drive, if you will. Knock on the door of a first down, moving the chains, and you just backed yourselves up the last couple of snaps where your guys have jumped off sides, false starts, and then you're now in a punting situation.
They started under center. They shift into a quick kick formation for Bell. He gets this one away. It bounces at the two-yard line into the end zone, and this will be a touchback coming up for Maryville. So Cameron moved the football well, had an opportunity. Penalties killed him. Now the Spoofhounds take over. 9:28 to play in this first half, and a chance to take a two-score lead.
Dragons find it in the end zone.
Maryville doing it all on the ground so far. One pass attempt that was fell incomplete. That was on that first drive. So far, total yards for Maryville, 50. All of those rushing. We'll see if the passing game has a role in this possession. We know we like to see that connection between Matthew Walter and Cole Zarbano. A couple times Cole's been a little bit left alone. If you get that ball anywhere near his radius, he's going to pull it out of the air.
Walter hands to View. View tries to cut up field, breaks off one tackle, falls forward, lost the ball on the ground. It is loose. We'll see who jumped on top of it. And they're going to say it is Maryville football, so View able to get back on top of his own fumble. And maybe looks like they're going to say no gain on the play. Fortunate, though, to not lose the football.
Boy, that was one of those right plays, right time, where your defense just swipes their hand at the ball. And it does look like Sadler's over there getting a little bit of attention. You wonder if he just got hit on that hand at the right place. But the ball came out, and lucky for Maryville to jump on it.
Second and 10. Zarbano in motion. He will take the handoff. Gets around the left side. Check that. Brody Shepard. Shepard, all kinds of room up the left sideline. A flag does fall. Shepard brought down at the 46. It's a gain of 26.
Boy, that's in an area of holding, but boy, it sure looked like Maryville had that one blocked very well.
You could see the Cameron coaching staff throw their hands in the air right as that block was made, and sure enough, it is a hold on Maryville, so we will back this one up 10.
But one of the things you like about that is Brody Shepard got some good speed. We saw that a couple times last week. We've seen that throughout the course of the year where he really does a good job of exploding through the hole. That time he knew exactly where he wanted to go, one guy away from breaking that for a Maryville touchdown. Instead, a holding penalty is called. Maryville gets backed up, and the only thing exciting now is to see that the food truck with the pretty twinkly lights is now moving out of the Cameron Stadium.
They were doing some business earlier.
Oh, it smelled good, didn't
it? We sure checked it out.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be there for postgame.
I think they're leaving. Call up real quick.
It did smell good.
10-yard penalty, second down and 20 from their own 10-yard line. Well, they're going to go ahead and say from where the spot of the foul, third or second and 19 from the 12. This time they give. Creason makes a move in the backfield, trying to go right. He gets hit, stood up. Edens drives him back. Then a few other black jerseys come in and rip the ball away. But they will say he is down right there. And trying to see officially where this marker goes. It'll be a gain of about one that time for Maryville.
Gained a lot more yardage going across the field than down the field. This is what we talked about with Cameron. You don't want to be third in distance, and Maryville is right there, third in distance. Don't have a lot of plays dialed up for third and 17, but sure doesn't mean Maryville can't connect.
Four wide receivers on the field. Walter in shotgun. He's got Gavin McAtee running back to his right. Takes the chest high snap, back to pass, rolling to his right now, eyes downfield, now looks back left, points to a receiver downfield, now gets the pass away, nearly picked off, as that one will fall incomplete, and Maryville forced to punt this one away.
Yeah, I like the laser. That was a cannon shot right there by Matthew Walter, but unfortunately falls incomplete, kind of directing traffic down the field, but Maryville unable to pick up that first down, and now in a clear punting position. We saw Sadler View go out earlier. He has been our go-to guy punting, and so you hope that he's well enough that he can get back out there, and it looks like he is. He has really punted well. Unfortunately, we've needed that over the course of the last couple of weeks, but he has been a good, reliable punter.
So 4th and 17, Maryville forced a punt. High snap, takes this one from a yard deep in his end zone, gets the punt away, a booming punt. This will bounce at the 48-yard line across midfield, inside the 30, keeps on rolling. Big-time punt by Sadler View from the black end zone. He gets that one away. And Maryville will down this at the Cameron 24-yard line.
No return on the punt.
I think Cameron had 12 guys on the field. They rushed on a guy at the end, and they got away with one that time.
Of course, the way that punt rolls, maybe you decline the penalty and say, we'll take that.
Yeah, that punt was outstanding. Again, Sadler View last week was really reliable punting the ball against St. Pius. But tonight, when you're backed up as deep as Maryville was, punting from the shadows of your own end zone, that was a great way to flip the field position.
Penalties hurt Cameron's last possession as they had the ball inside the Maryville 30. Here they take over at their own 24-yard line. Bell gives Loader up the middle. He is hit at the 25. He'll fall forward and pick up about two, but that Maryville defense swarming that time.
I don't know if people are out there looking up scorestream.com to check scores of the Maryville-Cameron game. They might be a little surprised that it's 7-0, maybe not. Chillicothe is at St. Pius. St. Pius right where they left off there. First quarter, St. Pius up 35-0. Next week's opponent, Benton, for homecoming. They're tied with Savannah 0-0 first quarter.
Here it's a 7-point Maryville lead as Bell keeps it, trying to get outside left. He'll fall forward, picks up two, but the ball came loose at the end. Maryville says they have it, and they do.
Ooh, a break. Maryville's way. You kind of felt like we've deserved to get that, but you've got your quarterback, Bell, running hard, and he has taken some shots. That time, ball pops loose. Maryville, right place, right time. Bring that offense back on the field, and you feel like this is one of those drives that with the possessions says a lot about how this game's going to go.
Maryville gets it at the Cameron 30-yard line after the fumble recovery. Bell lost it. Now Maryville trying to make it hurt. The handoff goes up the middle. McAtee breaks off one, still fights forward. Not a lot there. He'll pick up two.
So that snap, we talked about, if you listened last week, Brandon Wilmos wasn't able to finish the ball game. Had a different center. We had some snap issues. That time, a little bit low, but handleable by Matthew Walter, if handleable is a word. Hands off to Gavin McAtee. Gavin McAtee, that's his fourth carry. 19 yards. He'll keep plugging away. He'll keep delivering blows. Some of those yardage runs will be a lot bigger than 2 yards.
The pass on second and eight. Rolling left. He's wrapped up, and Walter brought down back at the 39-yard line. That is Jones stepping up with the sack, and Maryville facing a third down and very long.
So, again, Maryville's behind the sticks quite a ways. They're at about their own 40-yard line. This was a drive that you felt like Maryville didn't have to have, but it would have said a lot, set the tone, and put Cameron in a bigger hole as a run-first and kind of run-only offense. You can't afford to get too deep behind your opponent, but Maryville, big third down here.
By the way, Chris Roush from KQ2 says handleable is a word. So there you go. He knows. Rolling right, Walter, third and 19, throws this one low, scooped up. I believe that's Zarbano, but it is waved off. The pass comes in low. Maryville still searching for that first completion.
Yeah, so again, incomplete pass. Last week we talked a little bit about the passing game wasn't quite in sync, just 1 yard passing against what we think is a pretty vaunted St. Pius defense, right? They're up on top of Chillicothe 35-0 right now. So that defense is awfully good. But you want to see Coach Houchin, who will absolutely deal it. He'll dial up some of those dink and dunk passes that get that rhythm rotation going well for Matthew Walter.
Delay of game on Maryville facing a fourth down and 19 from the Cameron 39-yard line. Started this drive at the 30.
They have 12 guys on the field again, Matt. What that penalty was.
My apologies. That was on Cameron. I wasn't paying attention to the direction. So there you go. There's that 5-yard penalty. And so Maryville still the punting formation on facing this fourth down and long. Sadler View gave a look to the sideline. And now the Spoofhounds do want to grab a timeout. Let's go ahead and send it down to Caroline Porin on the sideline.
You guys have seen. But there's a fire-breathing dragon over in the south end zone. So I guess if I get cold, I can go over there and just warm myself up.
But Caroline, there's no way you could possibly get cold on a beautiful night like this, right?
No.
I do have a question for you, Caroline. That was good. South. I'm impressed that you knew that that was south. There's
you got
a lot
an app
of people,
on your phone, don't you?
Did you use a compass? Nope, no compass.
Nope. Yeah. Internal compass.
That is definitely a unique feature of the MEC conference. There's no other school in the conference that has anything quite like that, so that's quite impressive.
Is there another dragon, though?
There's not another dragon.
Is there another mascot that breathes fire?
That is a beautiful feature of this stadium. And when they were getting called out on the field when they come out of the tunnel, that thing was really probably shooting about a 10-foot flame. So I hope the fire and rescue is nearby in case we need them.
She looked like she wanted to say more. She goes silent. I can't top your dad.
She'll try, but I'm seriously impressed that she knew that that was south. That's an impressive thing.
Definitely use an app.
She's saying no.
Your mic's muted. We can't hear you now. Maryville going for it on 4th and 14. Back to pass. Walter throwing toward the end zone. Deep down the right sideline for Zarbano. Goes up high. Brings it down just inside the pylon. Touchdown, Maryville.
Get it within Cole Zarbano's radius. Make it a 50-50 ball. I don't care what you want to call it. Just get it up in the air to the young man. And that one looked like Matthew Walter put about everything he had into that throw. And Cole Zarbano, with those long, long arms and great leaping ability, goes up high, snags that ball in the air. First big pass play in what feels like 2 or 3 weeks for Maryville.
A 34-yard touchdown strike. Walter to Zarbano. Bellamy for the PAT is good. And Maryville on 4th and 14 goes on top 14-0. 5:39 to play in the first half. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
14-0, Maryville in front, 5:39 to play in the first half with Philip Porin. I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porin is our sideline reporter, a senior at Maryville High School.
Nice, that last commercial break, Tech School, Northwest Tech School, attached to Maryville Public Schools there, led by Jeremy Ingraham. They have a dog training class. I need to reach out to Mr. Ingraham and see if they have a dragon slaying class.
I thought you were going to get a live dog mascot for the Spoofhounds train. Kickoff goes from View to Edens, trying to get up the right sideline. Hit, knocked out of bounds near the 27.
So one of my many jobs that I'm learning about is liability insurance guy, and having a dog on school grounds could be quite a liability. So probably not going to go with the live and active Spoofhound, but maybe we can have a Spoofhound that breathes fire or drinks water or does what other dogs do.
Into that play, Gus McColl, the big hit to seal the tackle, runs into Cameron head coach Wes Bell, pops up, and kind of feel a mutual respect of guys that kind of played with their hair on fire. Coach Bell back in the day, and now Gus McColl, and Coach Bell kind of patted him on the helmet, and Gus took off running. But obviously, this is a pretty physical. There's a lot of game, and there's a lot of attitudes and personalities out there, but there's a lot of respect in this conference. I think across at least the six schools here that are members of the football beyond 2024.
Absolutely right, Matt. That's a well played there, and you're exactly right. When you play MEC football, there is a value of respect that's there, and you know, you see that with almost every team in the conference, excluding maybe those that are closest to Kansas City. And you know, they play a certain brand, and the coaches know which players are the heart and soul of their team. And that time, Coach Bell and Gus McColl, a nice little moment there.
First and 10, they run the option. The pitch goes to Gage Jones. He'll pick up 12, and so another first down here for Cameron, trying to get this offense moving. Option once again. Bell keeps this one a little delayed option that time. Faked the handoff, hung back in the backfield just a little bit, then took off. He'll pick up about 3 on first and 10.
And if you're Cameron, you probably wouldn't guess that you're down 14-0. They are playing inspired football on this drive. Their offensive linemen are getting downfield to that next level. Those backs, they just keep throwing backs at you that are really some big guys. They've got big tree trunks of legs. They've run the ball. They've run through people. Maryville doesn't want to be posterized, so they're going to keep playing tough here.
And Maryville knew where that football was going. They stuffed the hole. Loader had nowhere to go. Spun out of it somehow. Still got yardage. Sadler View is in the hole, but Loader refused to go down.
Yeah, just a real quick spin and able to pick up about two or three extra yards on that carry. And as we've talked about, where you want to be on third down, a third and three, three and a half is a perfect place for this Cameron offense to be.
The ball is on the Cameron 41-yard line. Third down and three on the way. Check that 46, sorry. Right in front of me. I can't even read the field, Phillip.
Well, you're getting older.
Handoff goes around the end. This one trying to get to the edge, lowering the shoulder, driving through. Cole Zarbano going to be close to a first down. That was Carter Flick on the carry. He's going to pick up the 3 yards he needed.
And that's about the first time we've seen Cameron able to get to the edge. In this offense, they have enough speed that if they do get you to the edge, expect it to be a big play. Zarbano, the recipient of a 34-yard touchdown bomb just a second ago, might have made a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
First and 10 on the way, the ball right at midfield.
You should be sitting with your parents at this time.
Bell, the give up the middle. Loader once again falls forward. He'll pick up one. Maryville, nice job rallying to the football and cutting him down.
Yeah, that's Phoenix Phillips right there to make the tackle.
Yeah, so I think Phillip just mentioned that Matt is getting older. But is he getting older compared to you, Phil? I believe your birthday's on Saturday.
Yeah, you're right, Caroline.
Isn't that funny how it cut out when she said how old you were?
I know, that's great. But yeah, birthday's coming up tomorrow.
Gage Jones, the handoff, trying to get around the end. He gets out to the 45 before being driven back by Zarbano.
Jones with the carry.
Pickup of about four and a third down and five on the way.
So probably a little bit more comfort with third down and five. Again, with this team, if they can get the right play call.
Especially at this spot in the field,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
This is definitely four down territory with where Cameron's at now, assuming they don't go backward. A third and five, Maryville, with four down linemen. And Gus McCullough at linebacker, standing up a two-point stance just to the left of the defensive end. A give up the middle goes to Loader, and he has a big hole. He's got the first down and then some. He's brought down at the 38-yard line, a pickup of seven.
Yeah, and again, your linebackers and your safety making that stop, that is a win for Cameron. If you're defensive line, if the defensive line for Maryville is not disrupting that play, that means you're getting downfield, you're downhill running, and when you start saying Cole Zarbano's name on the tackle, again, that's a win for Cameron.
Bell keeps it himself this time, trying to fight forward, maybe one or two that time. Not a lot doing. Mace McKim in on that tackle. Yeah. We're coming up on 2 minutes to play in the half.
Big Mace McKim, 6 foot six, 300 pounds, just kind of worked his way down the line and threw his big body on the quarterback and brought him down for a short gain.
Now, this is a drive Cameron wants and a drive Cameron needs right now. Coming up on 2 minutes to play in the half, they've got the ball to Maryville 37. They're down 14-0, but they get the ball to start the second half. As Bell turns, gives up the middle, Loader. He is hit by Major Scarborough, then a few other white jerseys flying in. A gain of just one, and a third down and eight on the way for the Dragons.
So this third down favors Maryville. One thing on this drive, neither team penalized. Cameron had a history of that last drive, that last possession. They were backing themselves up late in the first quarter with some false starts. Maryville's got to be disciplined here, play those lanes, hopefully pick up a stop, timeout, get the ball back to your offense.
Bell turns, gives. Edens trying to get around the left side. He's got a huge hole into the open field, up the left sideline. 10-5 touchdown. Talon Edens from 36 yards out.
And Talon Edens, the guy that had some big rushes last week against Chillicothe, a 41-yarder about that same distance on this touchdown run. There's a flag on the play, and it looks like everyone's moving back, so maybe we'll get another one of those bounces go our way. Maryville had a big run with Brody Shepard, got called back for a hold. We'll see what happens here.
And this is a hold downfield from where the spot that it happened. But, boy, that is a killer for Cameron. Once again, a promising drive or a big-time play negated by a penalty. And so now, after the penalty, where the spot that it was, it's going to bring this back to a third down and two. So it was far enough down the field that it didn't negate the entire play.
Yeah, that's just tough luck for Cameron. But as we mentioned, Edens, he's got some wheels, and he's had opportunities to get out there against some of the opponents they played, Warrensburg particularly, but Chillicothe most recently. And when he gets out there, he's got the wheels to burn you.
Timeout Cameron, 1:11 to play in the half, facing a third and two. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Third and a long two on the way for Cameron out of the timeout. Maryville up 14-0, 1:11 to play in the first half. Bell under center, couldn't handle the snap, initially picked it back up, trying to fight forward. The second time we've seen him do that, fumbled the snap, still picked up the first down.
So I think both times Coach Bell has called a timeout to call that play. I think that's called the fumble rooski. And it's worked both times on third and short, fourth and short. Fumble the snap, pick it up, pick up those couple of necessary yards and move the chains. However, with just a minute left, that's a lot to ask of an offense that likes to churn the clock and try to get some of those 3 and 4 or 5 yards.
From the 27, handoff up the middle, Loader fighting forward, broke through the initial line of tackles, hit pickup 7, gets to the 20, and Wes Bell runs onto the field to get this timeout with 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Maryville up by 14, a second down and short on the way for the Dragons. We will step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
A second down and 5 on the way for Cameron. 13 carries so far for Hudson Loader, their leading rusher coming into the football game. 13 carries, 44 yards alongside Philip Horn. I'm Matt Tritton. Big time possession here for Cameron.
Clock not on Cameron's side. 45 seconds left in the half. Cameron does get the kickoff to start the third quarter of the second half. This could be one of those two-for-ones if they can get that offense to click.
On second and 5, Bell, handoff Loader again, hit the line of scrimmage, spins off one, finally brought down by McCullough. He'll pick up, looks like four and a half, and quickly Cameron back on the ball at the third down coming.
And how many times we've seen Loader take some contact, spin off it, and pick up those extra yards.
And they wanted to try to spike it, it looked like. The ball kicked free, Loader dives on top of it. That's going to be a loss of 10. With 25 seconds to go in the half, it looked like Bell wanted to quickly get it and spike it on third down and one. And he couldn't handle the snap. It got kicked free by, it looked like maybe an offensive lineman.
I'm not sure that wasn't the fumble rooski play again.
It did not work that time.
It's worked 2 out of 3 times.
The clock's still moving. A fourth down and 12 now. They'll hand this one off, trying to get around the left side is Jones. He's going to be wrestled to the ground, but flags fall. This will be on Cameron.
Illegal shift, and at this point, you probably just think about taking a knee. I guess you could try to heave it into the end zone, see what happens, but the magic of this drive seems to have wore out for Cameron and likely go into the half. Oh,
yep. Turnover.
Sorry, that was third down.
Turnover on downs on fourth down. Because a third down was the botched snap for the third time tonight. They got kicked 10 yards into the backfield. Boy, Cameron has had a couple golden opportunities that they have wasted away. And now Maryville, a first and 10 from their own 28. And they're going to take this 14-point lead at least into the half.
You bet. Got to do a better job of keeping my eye on the down and distance marker there. But Maryville with the turnover on downs.
Such a freak play the way that all went down. They'll spot it now back at the 26 where Maryville will start this drive with only 5 seconds left in the half. Kind of a weird and wacky first half here in Cameron. As Walter turns, gives McAtee, bowls his way up the middle. He'll be brought down, looks like near the 32, 33-yard line. He'll pick up about seven, but that is the final play of this first half. Maryville on top, 14-0 at the end of the first half. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
A year ago in Maryville was 7-0 Spoofhounds at halftime. Tonight in Cameron is 14-0. But Philip, I think both of these teams are not pleased with just not a clean half either way.
They've kind of played to their strength at time, both teams, but then they've both had issues with penalties, costly penalties at that, on drives that looked promising, particularly for Cameron. You know, it's just about three or four plays that have caused them to have their momentum stifled. So Coach Bell is giving them an earful now, letting them know that we're down 14-0. We haven't played our best football. I think Maryville goes in the locker, and they say some of the similar things. You know, we haven't played our best football. Maryville kind of getting back to that rushing attack. So 94 total yards. 60 of those have come on the ground with Sadler View leading the way with carries. He's got 32 yards rushing on six carries, one touchdown. Gavin McAtee, five carries, 26 yards. We've seen Matthew Walter carry the ball for a five-yard gain on a quarterback scramble. And we saw Matthew throw the ball up in the air, just heave it up there to Cole Zarbano for a 34-yard touchdown reception. So 60 rushing yards, 34 passing yards, 94 total. A defense that has played very well to this point, stuffing the ball in the middle where they can, but also driving from the outside and not letting anyone get around those edges, if you will, from your defensive end. Your cornerbacks have played a good game. Probably called our safeties' names a few too many times for my liking. That means they're making plays because the running backs are getting past the first two levels.
14-0 Maryville in front of Cameron at halftime. When we come back, we'll have our Chat with Caroline segment. Our sideline reporter, Caroline Porn, will be talking Maryville High School volleyball. Stay tuned. That's coming up right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back to this week's Chatting with Caroline. I'm Caroline Porin. Today I am with Cammie Tobin and Claire Nickerson, who are from the Maryville Spoofhound volleyball team. They're seniors here at Maryville High School, and they are coached by Alyssa Stout. So girls, what got you interested in volleyball, and how long have you been doing it?
I was put into volleyball probably when I was around in fourth grade, and my mom kind of just put me in a whole bunch of sports like softball, volleyball, basketball, and I really found interest in volleyball after playing a couple games, and I have been involved in Slammers and then the middle school team, and just been around volleyball ever since I've been in elementary school.
I started volleyball about fifth grade. I remember watching Bearcat volleyball, Nebraska volleyball, and seeing how much fun it was, how much fun they made it look, and so that's what interested me in volleyball.
Super cool. And you have both played all 4 years of high school.
Yes. Correct.
So, Claire, how would you describe the team this year?
Our team has a lot of good assets to it. I think that we have young talent, too, and that's good for when we leave. I think we'll need that young talent. We have a young group of girls, and I think it'll be good.
And, Cammie, who are the seniors this year?
Me, Claire Nickerson, Avery Durr, Jaylee Price, Ellie Wilnard, and Sabrin Lager.
How would you guys say the season has gone this far for you guys?
It's honestly been so good. We still have a lot of work to do, but we definitely have a better record than we did last year, so that's a huge accomplishment.
And what did you guys do over the summer to get prepared for this season?
A lot of weights, a lot of open gyms, practices. I mean, we had the option to do most of it, and everyone showed out. Everyone showed that they wanted to make this team better, wanted to make this year better, and so I think it's starting to show on the court.
And I especially like the freshmen. Honestly, I've never seen a group like who have put in so much work, especially going to weights and coming to open gyms, so I think the freshmen are setting a good example.
Yeah, that's so good, and that's really good to kind of grow into, because hopefully they'll stick around another 4 years, and then they'll be seniors and just set a great example for the younger volleyball players. So what are some personal goals you guys have for yourself, and then if there's any team goals?
One big goal is beating Savannah at home, and we've only won one home game at home, and our big goal was to win at home, so we're still working to get to that point, and we do have two more home games, so hopefully we can meet that goal.
I would say, yeah, along with what Cammie said, the beating teams at home, I think we kind of struggled with that, but we've talked and worked, and I think we're getting to the point where we can make that happen.
And do you guys have a goal of, like, a position you want to be in for districts or those other big tournaments?
I think we need to have a lot more energy than we do right now, and I think that's a big goal because we feed off energy and we're a very emotional team. So I think just being there for each other and having each other's backs, and that will help us win a lot more games.
So what are some goals after high school that you both have?
I plan to attend UCM or Northwest, If I go to UCM, I will major in sports management, and if I go to Northwest, I'll major in marketing and minor in sports management, and I hope to see myself in Kansas City and working with a professional team and just being in the sports industry.
And Cammy, would you play any sports in college?
Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
My plans after high school are to go to North Central, the Savannah campus, for nursing, and then eventually get my BSN after that. And I do not see myself going into athletics after high school.
That's all good. Claire and I will be very busy with our nursing classes. So
we will.
That's all right. So where can we see the Spoofheim volleyball team next?
Senior night,
October 3rd.
Against Savannah. Make it big.
Be loud. Yes. Be there. Fill the stands.
I think it's going to be a good game if we play our game and we have energy and we are just having super fun, but also pushing ourselves, especially since they have a really good team.
Yeah. Well, these are your two of your seniors from the Spoofhound volleyball team. I have Cammy Tobin and Claire Nickerson. So thank you guys for the interview. Yep.
Thank you.
Tonight's Chatting with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. This week's Spoofhound Roundup for the week of September 27th. So football, obviously at Cameron tonight, but next up is Homecoming versus Benton on October 4th. The homecoming theme this year is road trip. We're looking forward to super fun days at school next week, and I know I'm really looking forward to Thursday, which is Luau Day. Tennis held serve this week with a 7-2 win over Trenton on Monday and another 8-1 win yesterday at Cameron. Today, tennis played in the Lafayette tournament. Maryville soccer has had a fairly quiet week, playing one match versus Savannah on Wednesday. Maryville won 8-0. They will be back in action versus Cameron on Tuesday. That match will be right back here in the Dragon home pitch. The story so far with Spoofhound Cross Country has to be Bradley Deering, my first Chatting with Caroline guest and school record holder and breaker. It seems like each week we're talking about him breaking his own school record. Running a sub-16-minute 5K is the new norm for this guy. Good luck to our runners in Columbia tomorrow at Gans Creek. Golf took to the links at home versus Benton on Monday and Savannah on Tuesday. Yesterday, they were in Chillicothe for the Chili Invitational. On Monday, the volleyball team hosted Central and fell 0-3. Tuesday and Thursday, the Hounds traveled to Plattsburgh and Cameron. Last night, in their trip to Cameron, the Lady Hounds picked up a 3-2 hard-fought win. One of the more exciting tournaments our gals play in is the 12-court volleyball tournament in Kansas City. Go get them, Hounds! After a loss on Tuesday at Chillicothe, 0-5, Hounds softball got back in the winning column on Wednesday versus East Buchanan, picking up a 10-4 win. That game featured an inside-the-park home run by the speedster at the bases, Jesslyn Gray. St. Pius was in town last night, a perfect evening for softball. It was senior night for the Hound softball players. This week's Athlete of the Week, Alyssa Cunningham for softball. Congratulations to Alyssa Cunningham, Spoofhound softball. She's your Athlete of the Week. Alyssa scored a walk-off run in their 5-4 win over Platte Valley, the first win on their new turf. This week's Athlete of the Week nominees are Abigail Bow for volleyball, 9 kill in sweep of Lafayette, 57 kills on the season. Vivian Kane for tennis, an 8-0-8-0 in singles and doubles win over Trenton. And Mariah Williams for softball, 2 hits in their win over Stanbury. And that is your Spoofhound Roundup.
Caroline Porin. Spoofhound Roundup. Also got the chat with Caroline in. Okay, you mentioned homecoming next week for Maryville. The football game will be against Benton. You mentioned Luau Day on Thursday. What else are you looking forward to this week overall?
Yeah, so actually our week starts bright and early on Monday. Even though the students don't have school that day, it's a PD day for our teachers, but some of our students are expected and will hopefully be there to start decorating the hallways and outside on our school facility. Then school starts on Tuesday with a dress-up day of Jersey Day. Then we have Wednesday with a dress-up day of Wild Wild West. Thursday, Luau Day. And then Friday is School Spirit. On Friday, we've planned a big parade where we're expecting a lot of community members to come out and see just the various groups that are involved at Maryville High School, along with your homecoming court. And then Friday night at the game, we will have the ceremony for the homecoming candidates, followed by the homecoming game for Benton. And then on Saturday, we have our homecoming dance with a theme of casino night, with lots of games and prizes there available for the students.
Casino night, actually also your dad's favorite episode of The Office. So if you haven't seen that, look up Casino Night with The Office. A lot going on at the end of that season finale there. You mentioned Jersey Day. Is that also Picture Day? Jersey Day's Picture Day, too. So that's kind of like a catch 22. Do you dress nice? Do you wear your jersey? What are you thinking there?
Yes, for pictures. We're going to wear our jerseys for pictures.
You don't seem very convinced there.
No.
It is Picture Day.
For who? The little kids?
Oh, it's just the little kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No. The gotcha. High schoolers, we already did take our pictures, and the student council members got Maryville chains. So I did wear my Maryville chain in my school picture. But
I'm sure your parents will love that.
My dad did not buy a school picture this year, so I was a little disappointed, but that's all right.
Also, you mentioned this is the second year ever for a parade for Maryville Homecoming. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's heading down Munn in front of the high school.
Yeah, it's actually starting in the middle school parking lot.
Okay.
So it'll start at the middle school, go on Highway V heading west, and then turn onto South Munn, going in front of the high school and end up in the high school parking lot. And we're hoping to get the elementary school kids there and just a lot of the younger kids in the whole district, along with a lot of the community members there, too.
Should be a lot of fun. Maryville Homecoming coming up next week. Football will be playing Benton on that Friday night. We'll have that broadcast for you right here on KXCV KRNW. Halftime here in Cameron. It is 14-0 Maryville as the Spoofhounds trying to put away the Dragons here this evening at Dave Goodwin Field. Also going on tonight, we've got some MIAA volleyball, Northwest Missouri State, the home opener. Bearcat Volleyball also playing their first conference game of the year, this one against number 24 Washburn. Currently, it's in the fifth set. The Bearcats are leading the Ichabods 7-6. So this has been a back-and-forth match. The Bearcats lost set 1, 25-18, won set 2, 28-26, won set 3, 25-19, lost set 4, 25-19. This has been a great MIAA opener for Northwest Missouri State and a chance to come out 1-0 in conference play and move to 7-4 overall after starting the season 1-3 with four non-conference matches up in South Dakota. So Amy Worth and company starting a roll here. They'd love to finish off this MIAA opener. This is also Family Weekend at Northwest Missouri State. We'll have Bearcat football coming up for you tomorrow, 1:30 kickoff against number 11 Emporia State. The Hornets come in at 4-0. Northwest is 2-2, but they have played some great football the last couple of weeks, and the Bearcats have a lot of momentum, so hoping to see a big crowd for that one. If you can't make it to the game, we'll have that broadcast for you with pregame beginning at 12:30 right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. And then on Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, the Bearcat volleyball team back home once again. They're taking on Emporia State as well. So a double dose of the Hornets coming up in Maryville tomorrow night. And then Northwest Missouri State soccer taking on Northeastern State Sunday afternoon at home, wrapping up family weekend. So get out, check out your Bearcat family weekend events. It should be a lot of fun. Also, the Northwest Athletic Trainers 5K starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Registration at 6:15. That is in front of Lamp Connectivity Center. You can sign up the day of. So if you haven't signed up yet, just roll out there. Support the Northwest Missouri State Athletic Trainers. As again, that gets underway tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, 6:15 is registration in the morning. Mind you, in the morning with that Athletic Trainers 5K. A lot of information coming at you. Let's get back to some high school football. 14-0. Spoofhounds lead the Dragons. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. and from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Nearly into third quarter action. Philip, we take a look at just a couple stats here from Spoofhounds and some key stats from that first half.
Sure, we talked about in this ball game, Maryville, when they hold their opponent to zero this year, they've walked away with a victory. They may not have to do that tonight. Maryville, two scores, 14-0, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, a total of 94 yards, 34 of those passing, 60 on the ground.
Cameron, a week ago against Chillicothe, a 28-26 loss, ran for 336 yards in the football game. They have 97 in the first half, no passing yards, and they put up a goose egg. Maryville on top, 14-0. We'll step aside and come back to start your second half right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Just about to start the second half. From Cameron, Dave Goodwin Field with Philip Porin and Caroline Porin. I'm Matt Tritton. Philip, quickly, favorite Nirvana song, go.
It's got to be what's playing right now.
Well, this is Bon Jovi now.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Hear it. But they had Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
They did.
I called Nirvana. You called the title. And I guarantee you one listener right now, all the way from South Carolina, Paul Snow, the big show, Nirvana is one of his favorite bands, too.
Is it really?
Yep.
I always heard record. That he learned how to play the drums because he's a huge Dave Grohl fan, who was later the lead singer of Foo Fighters. Still is, but.
And
did
that
you know
be,
that about Paul?
Paul, I know a lot about Paul. He graduated from Red Oak, a legend there, a legend in Maryville. He's a legendary listener, faithful to these broadcasts. Paul Snow, thanks for listening. Shout out to you, sir.
And we hope Paul and everyone out his way are okay. Of course, Hurricane Helene doing some damage, and we're just praying for everybody out on the East Coast, Florida, and on up that could be affected by the tropical storms, but also the hurricane out there.
Yeah, I've got some friends down the Florida Panhandle, and they are still without power, so hope those folks get some power restored and some normalcy back in their life.
Second half kickoff from Sadler View goes to Talon Eddins. He's going to get near the 23-yard line, but a flag falls. We will see what this is on, but both teams, a lot of dirty laundry on the field in that first half.
Yeah, we haven't really played good, clean football the last couple of weeks. St. Pius last week, of course, I think they were egging on by doing a lot of chirping. A team that is in halftime with a score of 57-0 over Chillicothe. You know, they are a Class 5 school, and they've just really put the pedal to the metal since they've entered MEC conference play. But it'll be the last year of that for St. Pius. There's a breaking news story last week that they will exit our conference for football, at least starting next year, and then we'll see how quickly they exit for other sports. So Class 5 school like that probably shouldn't be playing in our conference, but well, back to your thought. I'm sorry. You're talking about dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry.
Dirty
penalty flag.
And laundry.
Well, you mentioned that. We actually KQ2's Chris Roush, we do a pregame interview with him each week. He actually just sent a message just saying, hey, St. Pius runs up the score, beating Chillicothe by a lot right now. That's from Chris Roush. Starting off this drive after the 5-yard penalty, that was a face mask on Maryville. Gave a little better field position for Cameron, but the Dragons quickly moving back about 2 yards. Again, 97 total yards in that first half for the Dragons, all on the ground, and they start by losing two to start this drive.
Losing 2 yards. Also losing Benton. They are down 27-0 to Savannah. Savannah trying to get in the back to their winning ways. They started out the season a little bit slow with losses to Pleasant Hill and Kirksville back-to-back. So they're trying to get back to their winning ways. Benton, of course, our homecoming opponent. Caroline did a great job of explaining how that week's going to look next week, and we'll get them at home for a big homecoming matchup next Friday night.
Chase Bell, the keeper this time. He'll get about one. Not a lot there. And we talked about this team in the first half. Really can't afford to be behind the chains. They lose two on first down, pick up just one on second, and a 3rd and 11 on the way for the Dragons.
Yeah, that first drive, the first couple of drives in the first quarter were so promising for Cameron. Came away with no points, but were able to move the ball. Since then, it's either been penalties or a stout Maryville defense that shut the door on them.
Now going outside, it looks like this ball might have got knocked free. Coming up with it is Maryville's second turnover of the night. Mace McKim, I believe, had that one, and the Spoofhounds will take over. A 3rd and long, nothing doing for the Dragons, and the Hounds jump on top.
Three fumbles lost last week to Chillicothe, one interception. Now, the thing that kind of kept them in that game is Chillicothe also lost three fumbles, so they kind of neutralized themselves there, but ball security sure rearing its ugly head here for Cameron this evening.
Ton of time left in this game, but the way the Dragons offense has operated tonight, a touchdown here for Maryville could seal the deal. They start at the Cameron 28-yard line, and immediately they get the Dragons to jump off sides.
Get the Dragons to jump off sides, and Major Scarborough with a nice job of getting pushed over and making sure the ref saw that. I think the push was probably a little bit lighter than that, but he made sure the ref saw that.
Got knocked backwards, hand flew in the air, his heels were up high in the air as well. Could have acting in his future.
I wasn't going to say it.
I was paying a compliment, right?
Yeah, it was. He did good. It got us 5 yards.
1st and 5 after that 5-yard penalty. Under center is Walter. Back to pass, looking right, thinking about the end zone. Goes deep, looking for Zarbano. One-on-one coverage goes up high, brings it in. Right corner of the end zone, and that is a touchdown, Spoofhounds. 2nd strike of the night, Walters to Zarbono, a 23-yard touchdown pass.
And again, you have to give the offensive line some credit that time to let Matthew Walter get himself together, gather himself for that throw, kind of a double clutch, double pump throw. Defensive end was barreling down on him, had he held that for about another second, but he got it up in the air, and Zarbono just needs to jump up again in the area of Cole Zarbono, and it's pretty likely that he's going to pull that pass down. So pretty well defensed. Wasn't quite sure if there might be a penalty for push off because Cole might have done that just a little bit, but we'll take it. Big touchdown reception for Zarbono.
Bellamy, the PAT, gets it away, and it is good. 21-0 Maryville. How about this for efficiency? Two completions on the night, two touchdowns for this passing game. 21-0 Maryville, 10:30 to play in the third quarter. We will step aside and be back with more Spoofhound football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, a turnover on Cameron immediately turns into points for Maryville as Walter to Zarbono, and the Spoofhounds are on top 21-0.
So not how Cameron envisioned this half starting, getting the ball to open the second half. Fumbled it away to Maryville in very favorable position, and then all it took was a Matthew Walter deep bomb again to Cole Zarbono. Cole Zarbono now two receptions, both touchdowns, 57 yards receiving, and now Maryville 117 total yards.
Sadler View to kick this one away. End-over-end kick. It is taken at the 15-yard line, angling to the middle of the field. Breaks through a couple defenders and brought down at the 27-yard line. Return that time, Thatcher Haggard of Cameron.
And again, a flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
This one on the far side near the Maryville sideline. We'll see what this call is. An update. Northwest Missouri State Volleyball picks up the 15-12 victory in set number 5. And they win that 3-2. They take down number 24, Washburn.
Speaking of Northwest Athletics, what a treat it was for us to drive from Maryville to here with Dr. Haar as a guest. He likes to get out to all the Spoofhound activities, and he's here tonight on the Maryville sideline. But you talk about a guy who has a deep, deep wealth of knowledge when it comes to both Spoofhound and Northwest Athletics. What a joy it was to visit with him and hear about some of his favorite stories over the time that he's been here. And I think he came up with a number of 51 years that he's been involved with at least Northwest Athletics.
Has carried the same medical bag with him all 51 years.
That thing looked like it was in better shape than I am.
Well, I'm not doubting that. The option, the pitch, goes out to Eddins on the near sideline. Wrapped up, brought down by Weston Talley. Pickup of around 4 or 5 on first down.
Now, Dr. Haar mentioned that he's a Sonic guy, so after this game, I hope that you'll take an opportunity to drive him through Sonic, get him a little cheeseburger or something for the ride home.
Get that guy whatever he wants, you know? The 5-yard pickup, second down and 5. Now trying to run this one right side. Bell gets picked up, wrapped up, sent backwards. Sadler View, one of those getting in on that tackle for the Spoofhounds. And after picking up 5, looks like they're going to lose about 3 on second down.
And you like on that play that Sadler View, Phoenix Phillips were playing within themselves. They could have tried to put on a big hit that time, but able to pull themselves back and help quarterback get back to his feet. Referees keep the laundry in their belt buckle that time. Seen Maryville pick up a couple of 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalties because of some of those late hits or over-aggressive play.
Still facing a third down and 8. Bell keeps it. Now pitches right side. Cutting this one back in. Eddins nowhere to go. The first man there, Major Scarborough. And another loss that time coming up for the Dragons. They'll lose one and have to punt this one away.
Jones with the carry.
And there's a lot of team speed out there for Maryville, too. And trying to get to the edge. There was nothing there as Brett Long, that cornerback on the far side, tried to cut it back up, and then waiting right there, defensive end Major Scarborough.
Yeah, both of those cornerbacks for Maryville have played really well within themselves. They don't have to worry themselves about the pass, so they don't have to consider so much that first step being back. They just got to keep their eyes on the quarterback and on the ball, and they could be aggressive toward him. They've done that here tonight.
Fourth and nine. It will be Chase Bell punting this one away. Carson Hageman, Corey Zarbono back deep. Zarbono takes it down the middle of the field across the 35-yard line. Makes another man miss to the 25. Wrapped up and thrown to the ground.
Zarbono to return.
As Cameron able to get the stop before too much damage done. But Maryville will start this drive at the Cameron 25-yard line.
Yeah, that time Cole Zarbono with a nifty little return. Made a couple guys whiff on him coming off that big 23-yard touchdown bomb for Matthew Walter on the last possession. You wonder if they're just going to look at that passing game again and see if they can keep it going.
So that last possession, a touchdown, might be enough to put this one out of reach, up 21-0. Maryville could really do some damage here this possession. Pitch wide left side, goes to View. View has a wide lane, gets 10 yards down the field, makes a man miss, still on his feet, fights forward, gets near the 12-yard line before he's brought down. He'll pick up, they're going to spot him about the 11, 14 yards on first down.
Good run that time by Sadler View. What you start to notice a little bit is that Cameron, they just feel like maybe they're a little bit tired. They've got a lot of guys that are playing both sides of the ball, and it's starting to show here in this third quarter. And with those tough runs by Sadler View, he's going to continue to add punishment to what's already become a little bit of a long night for Cameron.
We've got a timeout on the field with 8:13 left to play in the third quarter. Maryville, the first and 10 on the way from the Cameron 11-yard line. We will take a break. Back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
An injury timeout there. Chase Bell, a young man playing quarterback and linebacker, comes off the field in some pain for Cameron. So a first and 10 from the 11. They fake the pitch right side to View. Now looking to pass his Walter. Steps up, wrapped up, brought down in the backfield. Right there for the sack, Brody Erickson for Cameron.
Might have had Brody Shepherd, I think, out there. Might have had him early in that play, but didn't release the trigger point there. So held on to that ball, and then your coverage pretty good for Cameron. Not an open receiver, so call that a coverage sack. Maryville now second in distance.
A loss of 7 on the play for Walter. Second sack of the night for Cameron. This time they'll give this one off. Looks like that is Shepherd fighting his way forward. Gets inside the 5-yard line, down near the 2 before he's brought down. And now a late flag comes in at the end of the play. This one might be on the Dragons, but with the ball spotted at the 3, just ahead of the 4-yard line, I guess, it's not going to make a big difference if this is on the Dragons.
So Brody Shepherd again, he runs with explosion. And on that counter, tipping the old hat of some old Maryville football, that counter play's always been a part of their game. And big run that time for Shepherd and a personal foul on the Dragons. So add a little bit more to that, to half of this to the goal based on where that football is located. So Maryville knocking on the door of yet another touchdown.
Ball at the 2-yard line. That was a pickup of about 16. They're still going to mark this as second down and short on the way for the Spoofhounds. Under center is Walter. Takes a snap, turns, hands. McAtee lowers his shoulder, trying to find his way into the end zone. And they're going to spot him at the 1-yard line, but that should be enough to pick up the first down. Well, no, it looks like they're going to spot him a little short. We still have the first down marker out there. They need to get up inside the 1, I think. It's kind of hard to tell from our angle to be able to pick up that first down, but they're going to signal this is going to be a third down from the yard and a half line.
And can still pick up a first down, have 4 downs to punch it in, or just go ahead and knock it in there right now behind that big offensive line.
So a third down and one from the 1.5 yard line. Walter turns, gives this time View, cuts up field, lowers his shoulder, and they signal touchdown into the end zone. Sadler View hits his second score of the night, another 2 yard touchdown run, and Maryville up 27-0.
Another big run that time for Sadler View. Got to give credit to that offensive line doing enough to get that hole for him. Good vision, Sadler, and you love to see that he keeps plugging away. He's picked up a couple of chunk plays, 14, 15, 11, that time a 2 yard touchdown.
Bellamy for another PAT. And he is 4 for 4 on the night. 28-0 Maryville, 6:24 to play in the third quarter. Spoofhounds rolling right now as they lead the Dragons.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
28-0, Maryville in front of Cameron here in the third quarter. Today's game is brought to you by the St. Joseph Sports Commission. Counting down to the St. Joseph Marathon tomorrow, it features a course with 5 different distances to choose from, including marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, or a relay. For additional information, stjomosports.com. Tonight is the final night to register for the St. Joseph Marathon.
And good luck to you, Matt Tritton, who will be running the half marathon tomorrow.
Unless I get lost, then it might be more. We'll see.
You got to get back in time for the Bearcat game, so don't get lost.
I've got a youth soccer game to get back for.
Oh, good. What time does that start?
Never turn on the kick.
I think 11.
It's going to be a nice morning for that.
Should be a beautiful morning overall, and it's family weekend at Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats will face Emporia State at 1:30 at Bearcat Stadium.
Would you say Emporia State might have the biggest upset of the season when they went and beat?
They're the 11th ranked team in the country.
Were they? Have they been ranked all season?
They've been ranked for the majority of the season. They might have been on the fringes in week one, but they beat Angelo State, who was ranked. They beat Pittsburgh State, who you're alluding to. The biggest upset so far in the league, probably Central Oklahoma, knocking off a top 5 Central Missouri squad at the time.
Some good football played in the MIAA.
The squib kick dove on by Cameron at their own 17-yard line. Chase Bell not in the football game after that previous injury. The center quarterback exchange is fumbled. Diving on top is the, I think that was Hudson Loader that came away with it.
I think Cameron called Amazon Prime and just had a delivery of a special wrist protector, and he's going to try to do everything he can. Is Bell going to convince Dad that he can get in there and still make a difference, which probably can. He's a big kid, strong kid. Plays football the right way, wants to get back out there and make a contribution for this Cameron team. So they didn't wrap him up. They put a bit of a brace on his arm. See if that's enough to get him back in the football game.
Going under center now for Cameron, it is Brody Erickson. And they try to force this one up the middle, just not a lot there. Maybe lost half yard on first down, and they'll get about 2 here on second down.
And when you are a one-dimensional running football team, and you get behind the sticks, and you get behind on the scoreboard, you can pin your ears back if you're that Maryville defense and live in their backfield knowing that they are not going to try to pass on you, which they have not been able to do all season long. A couple of games where they've had 0 passing yards, so they're not going to pass on you. Pin your ears back. Go make a difference in their backfield.
Now, we mentioned Chase Bell not in the game right now. River Meadows left in the first quarter, so it's the banged-up Cameron team right now as they'll try to get the end around to one of their up-backs, and this will be a gain of just a few. It looks like that was Gage Jones on the carry, and this will make it about a 4th and 7 for Cameron.
Cameron down 28-0 in the third quarter, but you still see a lot of fight in these Cameron Dragons. There's no quit in them. As long as they don't look at that scoreboard and look over at their coaches and let their coaches keep on coaching them, they've got a chance to get better as the game goes on.
Erickson on to punt this one away. It bounced at the 40-yard line, picked up at the 45 by Zarbano. Angles out right side. He has the edge, puts a stiff arm on a man trying to stay on his feet. Finally drug down inside the 15-yard line, down to the 12, but a big time return that time by Zarbono as he kind of fell to the ground, quickly helped up by Sadler View, but Maryville on the doorstep once again.
Yeah, Zarbono's been a key factor in this game with a couple of touchdown receptions, a couple of really good punt returns. That one of them right there, again, to set Maryville up with a short porch and a chance to put another score on the board as the clock winds down here in the third quarter.
A 33-yard punt return puts Maryville at the 12. View and McAtee in the backfield. Under center is Walter. View going in motion right to left. Takes the pitch. Cuts under one man, trying to stay on his feet. Cameron rallies to the football. And a gain of a couple. We'll see. They're going to spot this at about the 10, so he'll get two.
Not much that time for Sadler View. That's that little sweet play they've tried a couple of times. Found some success on that play. That time just a couple of yards. And, again, a little bit of what's happening here is just attrition, right? You're wearing down that Cameron undersized defensive line compared to this big old Maryville offensive line.
3:43 to play in the third quarter, 28-0 Maryville, facing a second down and eight. From the Cameron 10, pitch goes to View, cuts this one straight up the gut, following some blockers, stays on his feet, wrapped up, fighting forward. He's going to be near the one-yard line before he's brought down. They will spot him at the one, but a first and goal on the way.
Tough running for Sather View that time. A couple of, again, nifty moves. A little bit left, a little bit right, but still moving forward. I love at the end of that, he tries to extend the ball over the goal line, and all it does is put Maryville at the one-yard line. In fact, just inside the one-yard line. So great effort by Sadler, and we'll see who gets to punch this one in for Maryville.
View and McAtee once again in the backfield. View in motion, the handoff. McAtee wide open hole into the end zone. One-yard touchdown run for the senior, and it's 34-0 Maryville.
Great possession that time for the Spoofhounds. Again, I think you're starting to see a little bit of tiredness of this Dragon defense. They've been on the field a lot. And when they're not playing defense, a lot of those same guys are playing offensive line. And right now, the Maryville offensive line has established their dominance.
Bellamy for the PAT. And he stays perfect on the evening. 35-0 Maryville with 3:06 to play in the third quarter. All Spoofhounds in this one. This is Maryville High School Football.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
3:06 to play in the third, and Maryville on top 35-0. Alongside Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porin is our sideline reporter for this evening. Spoofhound scored 14 in the first half. They have 21 in the third quarter alone.
It's weird how the football bounces. It's weird how this year has bounced, but this will be the fifth consecutive week that Maryville has seen a running clock. A couple of those games not in our favor, but those two that we won in the middle there featured running clocks, and this one will as well.
Kickoff out of bounds by Sadler View, so we won't see that clock moving just yet as the flag falls. Good field position on the way for the Dragons.
This will flag after the play.
Feels like the story is Maryville score a touchdown. Maryville kickoff to Cameron. Cameron field the ball. Flag. Lots of flags here in this second half. I guess we saw quite a few in the first half as well. Refs are still gathered together to determine what the call's going to be on this particular kickoff return.
Yeah, so after talking to a few of the Spoofhound football players, they did say that Coach Matt Webb was not as aggressive this halftime versus last week. He didn't have too much to complain about and was pretty proud of his boys.
Caroline Porton, our sideline reporter, you know, some penalties, a few things you want to clean up, but overall you're playing against a team that's difficult, right? You think about the option that Cameron runs. You think about just the way that they grind the clock. It takes away a lot of opportunities the Spoof Hounds would typically see. So they're up 14-0 at halftime. You knew it would be kind of a messy first half, but they've really put things together in this third quarter.
Yeah, and you're playing Cameron on their home turf. Expect them to put up a little bit of a fight like they are. The score says 35-0, but there's been things that Cameron's done very well. They've got some injuries piling up on their side of the ball. Unfortunately for them, they've taken some key players out of this ball game. And ultimately, when they look at tape, they're going to see they had opportunities against Maryville. They just weren't able to take advantage of them, or silly penalties caused them to stall drives, creating punt situations. When that's been the case, Cole Zarbano's been really good. As a punt returner, he's been excellent as a receiver. Maryville getting kind of back into their groove a little bit as they get ready now. Cameron this week, Benton at home coming. We still have a Luther North on the schedule. That's a neutral site game in Chillicothe. Of course, that rivalry game with Savannah. Districts look favorable if you're kind of looking at some of the teams that are in our districts. Of course, nothing's a given, but districts look favorable for Maryville. So again, we say this a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of things in front of Maryville as the season progresses.
So an illegal procedure penalty on Sadler View kicked the ball out of bounds, as we expected, but then there was another flag, a personal foul on Cameron. So that's, I believe, a lot of the deliberation with Cameron head coach Wes Bell and the officials. He just wanted to get some clearance on that. So what should have been good field position gets backed up once again by that 15-yard penalty on the Dragons, and so they will start with the ball at their own 20.
We talked about some of the injuries there for Cameron. We unfortunately haven't seen Meadows back in the ball game. He's now on crutches. You think about a couple of the other guys, Talon Eddins, haven't seen much of him this half either. So some of their key guys, we've seen Bell take a few shots, and he's wearing a brace. Seen some new faces in this ball game for Cameron, and it's starting to show.
Hudson Loader on the carry picks up maybe one, but then three flags fly in. And this is going to be similar to the Chillicothe game that we just couldn't get through the second half because we just had play after play with flag after flag.
Yeah, we talked about the clock, 35-0 on the scoreboard. The clock will stop for penalties. So right now, extending the game, if you will, via the penalty.
That was a face mask on Maryville, so give Cameron 15 yards after really a gain of about two on that play for Loader. So they will wind the clock after that one because they count the play. So inside 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Erickson this time trying to get the ball around that edge to Carter Flick. Flick nowhere to go, wrapped up by Jonah Long, brought down back at the 34-yard line, a loss of three for Cameron.
And again, very well played that time. Jonah Long from his cornerback position, he's the key on that play to string it out, not allow outside containment to break down, and then he can be aggressive to go ahead and make a tackle for a loss. And how about a little bit of a shout-out to Xander Brown? He's a junior wearing number 49 on the field. He has taken the place of Lucas Viertaler tonight. Lucas' second game that he's not been able to play. We'll be excited to get him back in uniform hopefully next week. But Xander Brown on that defensive line, that defensive end position on the weak sides, played a good game.
Erickson, the give. This one goes to Loader up the middle. He is ridden down by Weston Talley. Pick up a three that time for Loader. So a third down and about nine on the way for Cameron. As Sadler View trying to pump up the Maryville section out there. We've seen quite a few of the folks for Cameron. A good crowd here tonight. Quite a few have dispersed as this game has really opened up in favor of the Hounds.
We pop our head out of our box and we look to our left, and the Maryville crowd is fantastic.
It is pretty packed over here just to our left. Third down and nine on the way for the Dragons. Erickson keeps this one himself, takes off up the middle. He gets hit, wrapped up, and about five white jerseys fly in after a gain of three.
Yeah, you can tell.
I am pretty sure that the Maryville crowd is bigger than the Cameron crowd right now.
Tonight was youth night for Cameron. We see that being a very big success for the Maryville Spoofhounds, usually the first or second home game of the year. So tonight was youth night, but it seemed like once the youth got done, time for bed, and some of the folks were getting a head start on their weekend.
Fourth and five coming. Cameron comes out into a punt formation. It goes back to Erickson, gets the kick away. This one a wobbly kick, not a great one. Bounces at about the 41-yard line of Cameron Roll, about two more yards ahead. There is a flag in the backfield, but at this moment, a punt of about 19 yards. As the officials discussing the flag in the backfield, Maryville sending the offense onto the field, expecting this one to go against the Dragons. And it is.
Legal shot block on the Dragons.
They glance over at the Maryville sideline to see what Coach Webb wants to do.
Well, you think about the number of penalties, and I, for one, haven't kept track of those here tonight, but Cameron has to be well over 50, 60 yards and rack up penalty yards. That's probably even a very low estimate. A lot of opportunities that they have seen go by the wayside because of penalties, things that they have self-inflicted.
I've got them about 10 penalties for 63 yards. So a couple they've been fortunate because it's been half the distance to the goal and a lot of procedure penalties on the night.
Yep. I will go with your math. Looks like they're going to cause them to line back up in punt formation and re-kick and see if Cole Zarbano can't make a little more magic on the punt return. We saw it earlier a couple times tonight. He's trying to pump up the crowd a little bit himself.
So now go ahead and make it 11 penalties for 78 yards.
Good math.
Maybe. Someone out there is listening, and they're like, no, he's actually wrong.
No, that's great math.
You are the educator in the booth tonight. I mean, every night.
I'll get my calculator out.
36 seconds left to play in the third quarter. A fourth and a mile on the way for Cameron. They'll punt this one away. It goes over the top of Erickson. He couldn't bring it down. He'll go back and pick it up at the five and throws it out of the back of the end zone. Maryville will pick up 2 points on the safety. It's probably a wise move by Erickson. If he falls on it, Maryville would have the ball at the Cameron 5. He just picked it up and threw it out of the back of the end zone.
Let me ask you this, Matt. You like that play?
I think it was a heads-up play.
It's a heads-up play for a sophomore,
it is.
Right? Is that something that you would have had the wherewithal to do when you were playing Union Star football?
I didn't have the wherewithal to do much, Philip.
That's a great word, though, right? Wherewithal.
That was good. I'm not sure I used that right. Again, you're the educator in the booth. We'll go with what you said.
I asked you the question, when you played football, what was your favorite thing? And your immediate answer was scoring touchdowns.
I didn't know if you were talking about like a philosophical thing or like physically what to do.
I
or
left it open. But
like, is it like wearing – I didn't know where you were going with it. I'm like, scoring touchdowns is fun, right?
Hey, it is fun, and I love it. That's a great answer. But, hey, that's a heady play right there for a young sophomore.
What was your favorite thing to do on the football
field? It was always fun to come flying out the tunnel. You know, the crowd's going crazy. You're busting through the banner.
That's good.
And then our football team in high school was good enough that we got to come home usually by about halftime. So in Iowa, if you got 50-pointed, there's no 35-point rule and the clock runs. If you get 50-pointed at or around halftime, you got to go home and – again, start your weekend early. So that happened more than it didn't.
I had that a lot on the wrong end.
Oh, well, your favorite part was scoring touchdowns, so at least you were doing that.
I didn't say it happened often. Maybe that's why it was so fun. Kickoff here for Cameron after the safety, diving on top of it. Around the 47-yard line is Luke Allen. As a late flag coming in, it looked like Gus McCullough and Carter Flick getting into it around the 36-yard line on the other side of the field. Flick a little slow to get up here.
Gavin McAtee in the studio today with you, and his dad Adam is a faithful listener, and you know what? He just texted me. He likes that word, wherewithal.
Can you ask Adam if he'll text you the definition? Because I'm not sure.
I think he might have spelled it correctly. He texted me.
Well,
he spelled it correctly.
He has autocorrect.
Well, maybe. I guess we can prove that it's truly a word.
Don't tell Adam I called him out because
I
don't want him to come waiting
for
me in the booth whenever we leave.
Yeah, he might be. Watch out for that.
Now, the best part was Coach Webb talking about quite a few times in the first couple of weeks that Gavin will be the leading rusher and get the Spoofhounds down the field, and then it'd be like Luke Allen getting the touchdown run whenever if Gavin was gassed. But the first one to celebrate was Gavin, even though he didn't score the touchdown. Well, that last possession for Maryville, Sadler View got the Hounds down inside the 2-yard line, and it was McAtee that time getting the payoff. So a true team effort out there with a lot of good running backs on this Spoofhound team. One of them right there, Luke Allen.
Young
first carry the
back.
Possession.
Yeah,
picks up six.
He's in the game now, fresh legs, able to lay the lumber to a couple of Dragons that time, probably the last play of this third quarter.
We will step aside 37-0. As Philip expected, a safety would be scored in this football game. Maryville leads the Dragons. We're heading to the fourth quarter. Back with more right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
37-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. Maryville leads Cameron. Spoofhounds looking to go to 3-2 overall and 2-1 in conference play.
With Benton coming to town next week, Benton and Savannah. Savannah still up 27-0 there and will not tell you the St. Pius Chillicothe score. Just let you know that Chillicothe is down in that ball game.
Luke Allen, tough running up the middle, facing a second down and four. He is going to get out near the 41-yard line of Cameron. Go ahead and give him 15.
Luke Allen, he's a tough, tough runner. Going to be in that backfield for the next couple of years. Likely see him at the linebacking position next year as well. But his brother Don, a senior last year on that team that was so prolific, had some big moments. And Luke going to follow in those footsteps.
Putting a man in motion, Kane Bowles takes the handoff around the left side, cuts up the field, now out to the number, stays on his feet, down to the 36-yard line. Tough running. He'll pick up 10. I'll check that. Give him 9. They'll spot it back at the 37.
Good run for Kane Bowles, getting some fresh legs in there, some guys that need some rep experience, and why not in this game, up 37-0. Clock is running. Get some of those young fellas a chance to get those carries and get some game time experience at the varsity level, and that's what Coach Webb is doing.
Second and one. Maryville, that clock running. Handoff will go up the middle. That is Cannon Creason following Luke Allen. He's got the first down and then some. Down to the 32-yard line. Ball came loose late. Hudson Loader picked it up and ran the other way. They're going to say he was down by contact and a pickup of 10 for Creason.
So Maryville, with such a stable of backs, we've talked a lot about Gavin McAtee, we've talked a lot about Sadler View, but then you've got a guy like Cannon Creason, who's a big part of this offense, just hadn't gotten a lot of carries tonight. You put him in fourth quarter just to get a few yards, move the sticks, and that's all he does.
First and 10 with 10-10 left to play, a 37-point Maryville lead. Creason in motion, takes the handoff, the double handoff. Now it goes to Bowles, makes one man miss, stays on his feet, then hit and driven back at the 35. A flag did fall during the play.
Flag on the play. Bowles with the carries.
It's been a little bit since we've had a penalty flag against Maryville, so probably do.
Three plays. Just a lot of flags in general today. It's a hold on Maryville.
Holding on 2 pounds.
Would have been about a 3-yard loss. We'll see how far they back up the Hounds. Again, if that hold was in the backfield from the spot of the foul, you know, kind of see where they mark it off to. The line of scrimmage was the 32 of Cameron.
Is that your car?
And they will put it back at the 42.
Is that your car horn beeping?
Well, take a look at the door and see if it is us. I'm not sure.
We're going to second down and 20 for the Spoofhounds.
Might be the food truck. Maybe that's a sign the food truck's here.
It's coming back for you.
Maybe you and Dr. Harkin go there after the game.
Creason in motion. They'll give the handoff up the middle. Another flag falls. This will be a procedure penalty, and they're going to go ahead and blow this one dead as Luke Allen had a whole head of steam into the secondary by the time he realized there was no play. He had a false start on the Hounds.
False start on the Spoofhounds.
Again, one of the ways that the clock stops at this point is penalties, and seems like they've got that figured out because lots of penalties stopping the clock. Fourth quarter, 9:51 left.
Eight penalties tonight on the Spoof Hounds as they'll wind that clock. A first and 25 as Matthew Walter goes under center. Turns, gives this one up the middle. No, he fakes it, and he keeps it. He's going to throw it down the field. Looking, has a receiver caught on the far sideline. And that is a good chunk on first and 25.
Could
Looks
be,
like that was Brett Long.
That was thrown to a receiver not named Cole Zarbano. I think
you're
right.
Go ahead and flip that nine upside down. You got number six, Brett Long. So
yeah, there you go. Brett Long on that completion. Needed it there on first and long.
He'll pick up 12. The first completion that's not a touchdown tonight for Walter. The handoff goes to Bowles on the counter. He's got a full head of steam out across the line of scrimmage. He'll get inside the 30, down near the 27. A pickup of 8 for Kane Bowles. He was running hard.
Yeah, Bowles is tall for a running back, and he runs hard when he gets his opportunities. So far, couple of carries. First one for 9, that one for 8. Puts Maryville in a little bit more of a favorable position here on third down after they were backed up a country mile. Now it's 3rd and 5. Clock is running. Hope to see that continue to run. Would like to see it stop for one reason, and that's a touchdown.
3rd down and 5 on the way for the Spoof Hounds, and they're going to get Cameron to jump off sides. Tough night here for the Dragons. Again, they lost a heartbreaker, 28-26 last week to Chillicothe. Trying to double up with another good performance. Even though they didn't win, it was a solid performance. Had opportunities in the first half, didn't take advantage, and, well, things haven't gone well in the second half for the Dragons.
Seems like when they had momentum, they stubbed their toe and lost momentum. They, as you mentioned, lost a tough one last week to Chillicothe. They've also lost some key ingredients here tonight, some players that went out of the game in the second quarter and haven't been able to return. So a lot of things not going right for Cameron here tonight.
Creason on 1st and 10, goes left side, breaks outside. He'll get down near the 17-yard line, maybe the 16, before he's brought down. A gain of 6 on 1st and 10.
So Cannon Creason, that's his fourth carry.
Jones with the tackle.
Had a big 10-yard run a little bit ago. That one falls over the 6-yard run. His legs are a little fresh because they haven't used him a whole lot tonight so far tonight. Satterview, the workhorse, 10 carries. Satterview with 2 touchdowns, 59 yards rushing. Maryville, 227 total yards, and 69 of those passing, 3 completions, 2 of those touchdowns.
Will Shield in at quarterback. Weston Talley checks in at running back for the Hounds. Shield turns, gives. This one goes to Creason. Creason following his blockers, but then coming around, wrapping him up. Edens, one of the first to get there for Cameron. Might have lost one on the play.
We talk about following his blockers. We talked a little bit about Lucas Viertaler unable to go tonight. On the defensive side, Xander Brown taking over his spot. On the offensive side, how about sophomore Cade Watkins? He's done a nice job. His cousin Court Watkins here tonight. We're real proud of his effort on that offensive line.
3rd and 6 coming up for the Spoof Hounds. Creason and Allen, the split backs in the backfield. Shield turns, gives. It is Allen. He's cut down near the 15-yard line. Little pickup of a few, and a 4th down on the way for the Spoof Hounds.
Sideline reporter Caroline Porin correcting me. Cade is Court's brother, so we got to get the family tree just right. But I think he's also got a Kieran. Isn't Kieran on this team? That's his. Is that his cousin, Caroline? Kieran?
Kedrick,
the sophomore. That's the cousin. But great family of football and wrestlers and some good folks there, the Watkins family.
4th and 4. From the 15-yard line for the Spoof Hounds. Under center, Shield takes the handoff. He's going to roll to his right, looking downfield. Has a receiver. He's going to tuck it and keep it himself. He's got the first down across the 10-yard line. Tough running that time by Will Shield. He'll get down near the 7 and pick up 9. Looked like he had Allen in the flats and could have dumped it and been close to the first down, but saw a lane. The quarterback tucked it and went.
Yeah, I like that about Will Shield. I think he's kind of a gunslinger and got that mentality that, hey, if I don't got a receiver downfield, I feel comfortable getting the ball out of my hands. I'm just going to take off and run with it. That time, big rush of 9 yards, picks up a first down and moves the chains yet again for Maryville.
1st and goal from the 8. Shield under center. We'll give this one around the left side. Elaine lowering his shoulder. Zach Voss, tough running, gets down near the one before he's cut down. A solid pickup. And an injured Cameron player still down. Voss had a full head of steam. And we do have an injury timeout for the Dragons.
A couple of Dragons injured on that play. We've got another one on the far side of the field. He's hobbled, and he's coming, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And then Zach Voss delivering a blow that time. And I think it's just a matter of a couple of guys that were in the air, and just that collision was pretty explosive.
Yeah, and Voss, not the biggest kid out there, but he was going hard. Deliver the blow, and he'll get down. It looks like they're going to spot the ball inside the two-yard line, give him seven. But we do have an injury timeout on the field for Cameron, so we will step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reed Smith, the injured Dragon, slow to get up, gingerly comes off. Maryville head football coach Matt Webb out there to check on him as well. And the Spoofhounds will have a second and goal from the one-yard line coming up, and hoping the best for Smith again. Just the way he kind of was going, you wonder if that might be a little head injury there, so we'll check on him. Spoofhounds trying to punch this one in up the middle and into the end zone. Maryville able to tack on another score. As they unpile this one, Maryville able to get another score, go up 43-0, 5 minutes left to play.
Was that Will Schill on that touchdown? Was that a keeper?
It looked like that might have been a keeper.
Let's go with it.
It was kind of hard to see from our angle we had. It was just bodies flying. Maryville gets another to go up 43-0. Bellamy for the kick. It is good. 44-0 Spoofhounds.
Extra point is good.
As they tack on one more, and that was a big drive just to kind of get some reserves in there, march down the field to eat up a lot of clock. Again, it's a running clock, but didn't turn it over. One or two penalties here or there, but overall, a clean drive, worked their way down, ran the football well, punched that one in, also had a fourth down conversion on the drive, so Maryville up 44-0, 5 minutes left to play in tonight's football game. And support for KEXCV KRNW comes from the St. Joseph Sports Commission. Preparing for the St. Joseph Marathon. That's coming up tomorrow. It starts and finishes behind Civic Center Park in downtown St. Joe. Race distances include the full marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, and a relay. Registration is open, but it closes tonight. More information online at stjomosports.com. 44-0 Maryville as Sadler View on to kick this one away.
A final in the MEC. Chillicothe falls to St. Pius 64-0. And it looks like Savannah is going to hang on to that 27-0 lead over the Benton Cardinals as they're in the third quarter in that game.
View with a high end over end kick taken by Edens down near the 5 yard line. Slips, stayed on his feet, gets up, goes to the 20 yard line, maybe got to the 21. Not much else there for the Dragons. As McAtee rustles the ball away, he'll take it back to the other end zone. They're going to whistle and say progress has stopped, and Cameron will take over at around their own 22-yard line. 4:52 remaining. It's a 44-point Maryville lead.
Gavin McAtee would have loved seeing another score in the books here tonight after he rushed a yard for a touchdown. He has seven carries, 27 yards, and again, that one touchdown. Tried to make it two, but refs blew that play dead. So
you like to see your older guys out there playing hard through the end of the game, even though special teams are up by 44, still going for it.
Absolutely.
Erickson, the handoff. This one goes up the middle. Loader cuts outside, gets across the 30 to the 35. Still on his feet, all the way down near the 44-yard line. Wrestled down by Carson Hageman.
Almost, looks like he almost lost the ball there as he's kind of bouncing in his hands, but able to hold on to it. And that's what you want to prevent. That's what you see. Of course, a lot of the Maryville starters are on the sideline there, but that time Cameron able to get to the edge, and that's what makes this offense go. You've got some guys that can run the ball. They've got some speed. When they can get to the edge, it creates a lot of problems for the defense, and that'll be something that benefits them later on in the season. But so far tonight, Maryville's been able to shut that down.
23-yard pickup, a first and 10 from the 44. Erickson, the late pitch. This one goes to the edge. Jones gets it. Ran out of bounds by Hageman at the 49. Pickup of 5 on first down.
Kind of a pitch and a prayer that time. Just hoping that your back is out there. I'm not sure he gave that a look like a Magic Johnson to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. An original no-look pass or Matthew Tritton to John Coffey on a Saturday.
That wouldn't end well, that's for sure. Erickson, though, the backup quarterback. Chase Bell started this game. He's listed as a tight end and a linebacker. He's a big dude out there running the football well with that option. He got hurt. He left the football game here in this second half. And so Erickson manning the ship. A pickup of 5, second down and 5. He'll give this one up the middle. Goes to his go-to back, Loader. Started up the middle, cuts out right side across the 40. Makes one man miss into the open field. 15-10, and he's brought down from behind. Carson Hageman. Great hustle that time to come up from behind and make that play.
Colson Freeman not able to make the tackle. Hageman able to catch him from the ankles. Touchdown saving tackle that time for Maryville. Cameron sniffing the end zone and hoping to put some points on the board to take the goose egg off the board on the Dragon side of that scoreboard.
Loader picks up 42 on the play. And it's first and 10 from the 12. Maryville trying to preserve this shutout with 2:17 remaining, up 44-0. Under center, Erickson, the give, and nothing there that time. Although Loader staying on his feet, still fighting forward, he is finally going to be stopped. Jackson Wilmus, one of those wrapping him up for a short game. As Loader still fighting hard in this football game. That was his 22nd carry of the night. As Hudson Loader, we've seen him a lot over the years. He is a senior running back and linebacker for this Dragon Club.
Got great size. He understands the game of football and how it should be played and plays it well. Got to make Coach Bell proud of his efforts. Even late into this ball game, down 44-0, setting the example for the young guys down the road.
Erickson fakes to give to Loader. The pitch goes to Edens. Edens across the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cameron. Dragons trying to get on the scoreboard late in this game, but there is a flag back at the 10. And obviously, trying to punch one in late, kind of a demoralizing flag. They had finally broke through this Maryville defense. But this one's coming back.
Hey, do you think Coach Webb has reminded his players that in their two wins, they've allowed exactly 0 points? Might be like the last challenge of the night, right? Like, hey, see if you guys can stay strong. Again, mostly backups in there.
Can you hear what the team's chanting from the other side?
What are they saying?
Donuts.
Donuts. There
they
you go.
They get donuts as a team if they
do.
Get a shutout.
That's right. That's right.
Back-to-back shutouts earlier this year, Pleasant Hill and Chillicothe. That was the first time since 2019 they had back-to-back. They have a chance to get their third shutout within 5 weeks if they can hold on for 124. Erickson fakes the give, runs the option outright, pitches this one into no man's land. Phillip called it. That one goes to the ground, knocked out of bounds, and that will be, right now it looks like they might spot them with a one-yard gain.
And he's dangerously
that was
dangerous
lucky
on those pitches. He is just really pitching it out there and hoping that he's got it back where he's pitching. He's not even looking And, you know, to run this offense, you've got to be gutsy at the quarterback, and these quarterbacks are just that. But not even looking to see if your player's out there. That spells trouble.
The ball is at the Maryville 24, down to 47 seconds remaining. Erickson goes under center, has a wide receiver wide to the right side. Turns, gives. Edens trying to get around the left side, has a lane, he breaks through, he's going to find his way into the end zone. I don't see any flags on the field, and Cameron able to break through. No shutout this evening for the Spoofhounds.
No donuts on Monday for the Spoofhounds. Save coach a little bit of cash. Get Cameron on the board. Of course, as they say, a little bit too late to really make a big impact in the ball game with 35 seconds left on the clock. One of those things that stops the clock is a score, so Cameron will try to kick that extra point and walk off the field with at least something that went positive for them this evening.
PAT on the way. It is low, and that one might have got partially blocked. It goes wide left. No good. It is 44-6 Hounds with 35 seconds remaining in this football game.
So again, at least something that went positive for the fight. That's score right there. The extra point not in their favor. We've talked a little bit about Noah Bellamy this year on extra points. How about Noah, 17 of 19 on the season? Perfect here tonight. So he's having a great year kicking those extra points. He's been seen as a punter a little bit. He's been seen on kickoff a little bit. So Noah, a senior, kind of a kicking specialist for this football team.
You mentioned 17 of 19. Those two misses week one. He's been perfect ever since that point.
Got a final in a Savannah-Benton ball game. Savannah put some points up late. 53-6 win over Benton. And if you were with Caroline at halftime with the Chat with Caroline segment, she let you know that next week, back on the new turf, beautiful big scoreboard, Homecoming versus Benton next week. Hope you can be there.
It is 44-6 here as Zayden Smith with a kick. It goes down to the 18-yard line, picked up there by Maryville. They will just drop to the ground and start this possession from inside the 20. It's about the 17-yard line where this one will be spotted as the clock is ticking, and Maryville will not have to run a play as we are heading to the end of this Week 5 matchup. Phillip mentioned it, Benton next week at home. It's homecoming. It's the final regular season home game for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Get up to the Hound Pound if you can make it. This one all wrapped up here tonight as we are all zeros on the board. 44-6, Maryville comes away with a big bounce-back victory here tonight. The Spoofhounds didn't give up a touchdown until there was 1 minute left to go in the football game. Maryville improves to 3-2 on the season, 2-1 in conference play, while Cameron falls to 0-5 overall and 0-3 in the MEC. Maryville wins it by the score of 44-6. We'll step aside and come back with your postgame right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarylandForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at NVB.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance Agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
The Spoofhounds roll this evening, 44-6 is our final score, as Maryville really left no doubt in this one. At halftime, the score was 14-0. The Spoofhounds got a touchdown in the first quarter, tacked on another in the second quarter, and kind of thought we were in for what could be just kind of a dogfight of an evening, that sort of thing. We saw last year Maryville was up 7-0 at halftime against these Dragons, won it 21-0. So 14-0 wasn't a huge surprise to us at halftime. But then Maryville really put the pedal to the metal and pulled away there in this second half. The Spoofhounds put up 44 points overall. Of course, 30 of those coming here in this second half. The Spoofhounds got a safety after a high snap went over the punter's head. He threw it out of the back of the end zone. So that was that, those extra 2 points. But Sadler View had a couple touchdown runs. Matthew Walter found Cole Zarbano for a couple touchdown passes. Gavin McAtee ran in a touchdown. Also, Will Shield had a QB sneak for a touchdown. So the Spoofhounds able to come out and get it done a lot of different ways, a lot of different guys getting involved, and overall a really solid victory for Maryville as they move forward in conference play. Tough loss last week, 61-0 over St. Pius. I think that was on a lot of people's minds in Maryville, but the Spoofhounds wiped the slate clean, got focused, and came out with a really solid victory here this evening. They take down the Cameron Dragons by the score of 44-6. Coming up here, we will have some post-game stats for you from both Maryville and Cameron. We'll also be joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. That is on the way. You're listening to Spoofhound Football on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 2-6-2-7-5-6.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. Or online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at MTEOffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Back at Dave Goodwin Field here in Cameron as the Maryville Spoofhounds come away with the win this evening by the score of 44-6. All Maryville throughout this football game. Cameron had some opportunities in that first half, drove the football, some penalties, shot themselves in the foot, and knocked them out of position to have an opportunity to score. And then with about a minute left to go in that first half, had the ball down near the 20-yard line. Again, looked like they had an opportunity to maybe go in, get a big touchdown, cut this deficit in half. But a fumbled snap, the ball got botched, went backward about 10 yards, and that kind of eliminated that scoring opportunity. And then in the second half, Maryville really just put the pedal to the metal, did not give Cameron any opportunities as they were able to pull away in this football game and pick up a 44-6 win. The Spoofhounds nearly came away with their third shutout of the season, but with about a minute left to go, Cameron able to punch in one score, and they were able to get on the board. And so Maryville, a 44-6 win, but you look at their three wins so far this season, a 35-0 win over Pleasant Hill, a 42-0 win over Chillicothe, and then tonight a 44-6 victory over these Cameron Dragons. So when the Spoofhounds have won, they have won big so far. Now, of course, the two losses, a 61-12 loss in the first week to a really good Blair Oaks team, and then a 61-0 loss last week, but coming out and putting the hammer down on these Cameron Dragons here this evening. Taking a look at some of our final stats here from tonight. The Spoofhounds finished with 244 total yards of offense. They had 69 through the air. Now, those 69 came courtesy of three completions, one of those going to Cole Zarbano in the second quarter. That was a 34-yard touchdown pass, and that put Maryville up by the score of 14-0. The second touchdown pass, the second completion of the night, to Cole Zarbano was a 23-yard touchdown pass, and so Maryville finding ways to get it done in tough times. And then Matthew Walter also a 12-yard completion to Brett Long in that football game as well. So 69 yards through the air for the Spoofhounds, 175 coming up on the ground for Maryville. Overall, it was Sadler View, 10 carries, 59 yards, scored a pair of touchdowns in the football game, and Gavin McAtee, 7 carries, 27 yards, also scored a touchdown. So both of those guys finding the end zone and able to break this one open, a 44-6 victory for the Spoofhounds. On the other side for Cameron, this is a team that wants to run the triple option, keep the football on the ground, and not really put it in the air hardly at all. And tonight we saw the Dragons come away with 180 yards of total offense, 97 in the opening half, 83 in the second half. All of that coming on the ground. They attempted to pass it. Well, they did not go back and attempt to pass it tonight in tonight's football game. So Maryville did a nice job of shutting down anything they could have had going on in that football game there. As the leading rusher on the night, Hudson Loader finished with 109 yards on the ground for the Dragons. They also got 29 out of Gage Jones, 26 for Chase Bell, who's a starting quarterback here this evening. He got banged up in the second half, so some of those numbers he could have had took a hit, but overall the Spoofhounds slowed down that triple option attack. Some penalties also took them out of opportunities to score in this football game, and the Spoofhounds able to pull away and dropped 30 points in the second half alone. Maryville head football coach Matt Webb now joining us up here post-game in the press box at Dave Goodwin Field. Coach, great win this evening. You talked about watching triple option on college football last night on TV. It kind of made you sick, but your team came out, responded tonight.
Yeah, I thought we played well, you know, especially the second half. You know, that first half we, you know, kind of had some opportunities to get off the field, and we didn't. They allowed them to extend drives, but, you know, didn't allow any points, which was good. But offensively, I think we wanted to convert a couple drives there where we didn't in the first half. But I really think, especially the third quarter, the kids came out and, you know, were motivated and played inspired football and got, you know, some good. We got a three and out, you know, on defense right away, and then offense was able to score, and then kind of had some good things happen, and had some good field position there in the third quarter, and kind of, you know, put points on the board.
Yeah, you talk about momentum in sports and how sometimes you can feel that on the sideline. Late first half, they're driving, trying to get a touchdown to cut the deficit in half. Then they get the ball to start the third quarter. A muffed snap, they lose some yards. They don't come away with any points. Did that take the wind out of their sails and give your team a little more energy heading into half?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. You know, and we really were kind of working on our perimeter support from our corners and our safeties, and we adjusted a couple things with how we were doing that at halftime, and the kids did a good job of listening and kind of gave us some better edge, and they weren't able to get outside on us like they had in the first half a couple times to extend drives, and kind of got them behind the chains a little bit, and we were able to do some things defensively to kind of, you know, kind of get off the field and get them in some fun situations, some long yardage situation. When you get an offense like the triple option and long yardage, it makes them hard to convert things.
Offensively, what'd you like out of your team? Only completed three passes on the night, but two of them going for touchdowns.
Yeah, we need to be more consistent with that. We just need to be able to throw and catch, and those are things we're working on. Obviously, I think the big plays, you know, Matthew threw a couple of really nice balls, and again to Cole, and then, you know, I really thought, you know, we kind of operated some of our base plays, you know, really well, and you know, even Will Shield came in and picked up a key fourth down conversion there when the game was kind of out of hand, but it was good to see some of those guys that come in and kind of just execute our offense. But those are things we're working on. I was very pleased, like I said, especially where we kind of, you know, we're able to get some big runs, you know, and we had some penalties tonight we need to keep working on and cleaning up that maybe negated, you know, a couple long runs by Brody Shepherd off the top of my head. I remember that one. And, you know, we need to play a little cleaner and not put ourselves in those negative yardage situations. But proud of the point production and kind of the way the kids, like you said, momentum's a funny thing. And we kind of fed off each other there in the third quarter. And, you know, defense got to stop. And like I said, you know, offense went right out there and did their job, you know, and that was good. It was good to see us kind of, you know, have some fun and really kind of, you know, when you got somebody down, you want to stay on them and stay motivated and stay consistent with what we do. So it was good to see our kids do that.
Dominant victory tonight. Now you go back home. One more regular season home game. Next week, Benton, it's homecoming. That has a chance to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. There'll be a lot of events all week. And, you know, homecoming's always a big crowd. And then there's a lot of fun activities, you know, throughout the week. And I say it every year, but homecoming games are ones you remember, and maybe, you know, all the events, you know, you're a student too, so it's fun to enjoy in those, you know, dress-up days and the things that the high school puts on. But we need to also realize our job is to come out every afternoon, prepare for an opponent, and then make sure we put our best foot forward on the field next Friday night. And so sometimes for football guys, it's kind of you got to do double duty. You can't just do the fun stuff. You know, you got to realize your job at hand, which is focus on the football game too. So that's the message, and the kids will listen, and we'll have a good week, and it should be exciting. A lot of stuff going around, like I said, the school and community, and we got a, you know, a parade and stuff next Friday afternoon. You know, we started that last year, and the community's invited that, you know, so get out and, you know, get to that parade and Friday afternoon and kind of keep those great traditions alive.
Coach Webb, thanks so much for the time. Good win tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb with us. The Spoofhounds come away with a 44-6 victory over the Cameron Dragons. Back home next week against Benton, a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on KXCV KRNW. Tomorrow we'll have Northwest Missouri State football, the Bearcats taking on Emporia State. It is family weekend. That's a 1:30 kickoff, pregame at 12:30. We'll have that one coming for you at that time. And also after that, Northwest Missouri State volleyball at 6 o'clock, so a chance to get on campus and see some great Bearcat athletics throughout the day. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Cameron. Maryville comes away with a 44-6 win over the Dragons, now 3-2 on the season. Thanks to everyone involved with tonight's broadcast. Coach Webb joining us pre- and post-game. Philip Porn, Caroline Porn, and back in the Maryville studios for us, Kelly Sharp. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Dave Goodwin Field.